This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. You can subscribe to the app on Apple and Android. Visit FUBARradio.com for more details. FUBAR!
Hello, yes.
Oh, hello.
Hello, people. We're back again.
Hello, the nation.
Hello, the nation.
Can you hear me in Scotland?
They said it would never last.
And, well, we're clinging on to the wreckage.
And we're going to kick off with someone called, it looks shit, Goldie.
Goldie?
In a City Life.
Oh, he's the man with the teeth.
That's it.
Really?
Awful.
Not for me.
Terrible.
Not for me. Not for me.
God, what a racket that was.
That fella, right, he wants to stick to being in Bond films.
That's it.
You know?
He done Jaws, didn't he?
Nah, well, he did have the gold teeth, but I can see how you've made that mistake.
Oh, yeah, that leap.
But no, no, he was still switched from The Spice Who Loves Me, right?
That's
He is in Moonraker when he bit that cable car in half.
And that's Goldie?
No, that's Jaws.
And what does Goldie was in what?
Goldie was in the other one with Pierce Brosnan.
He wasn't much cup as James Bond.
No,
unlike Sylvester McCoy as Bond,
he was always good. Yeah,
Jeffrey Holland off of Heidi High.
Colin Baker. He was a good Bond.
He was all that timber. Colin Baker.
He couldn't run around Russia with his wolf of PPK.
No.
Carrying like an extra 3 to 4 stone, which is what happened in Ian, which is why he got sacked from Bond.
That's right, because the old, you know, the ejector seat and the Aston Martin.
Yeah, no, because like in MFI rules or MI5, whichever one he's in,
yes.
Right, there is a certain set of rules that say you've got to be under like 10 stone. You've got to be like a jockey, really.
You do, really.
So you can get in, like, the ejector seat of some of them cars, what Q gives him.
That's
right. So you can fire up into the air.
In the air.
And then come down on the parachute without pulling the whole thing into the trees.
Well, that's it.
It's an health and safety thing, isn't it?
Well, if you're going to go out and you've got to take down some evil Russian overlord in a secret volcanic lair off of Cuba.
Yeah.
If you're the size of Colin Baker...
you ain't going to get away with it, are you?
You're not going to get anywhere near it.
No, because you're going to be behind the bushes, and you're going to be thinking, oh, yeah, I'm okay here. I'll just hang out here. And then the Russian will say, who's that fella, fat fella, from behind the bushes?
They'll say, I can see you, you know. Actung, I've been following a trail of Ginster's rappers all the way to the undergrowth there.
Yeah, and then I think he'd probably get tortured.
Well, I would say so. They'd dangle a Cadbury's double-decker in front of him.
That's right, that should lure him out.
Will you talk? Oh, all right.
Just give me
the nougat layer and I'll tell you something.
Tell you whatever you want.
So I'll say whatever you want for some KP skips. What would happen then?
Colin Baker. That's what would happen if Colin Baker was James Bond.
007. Never mind. It was so big. It was 008 and a half. That fella.
That's a very good joke.
It's an old joke. Russ Abbott's Madhouse, 1982.
Les Dennis.
Oh, Dennis was a terrible Bond.
He was an awful Bond. He's one of the worst Bonds. He was supposed to be in. On His Majesty's Secret Service, wasn't he? But then, by the time they got to him, they realised at that time when they was doing that, I think he was only about 10 years old. So they decided that it shouldn't probably be him at that time. Although he was earmarked for the future.
You know what? Talking of Abbott's Madhouse.
Oh yeah, Emberg.
I always remember he'd done a lovely... he used to do Basildon Bond, didn't he?
He did. He did and Basildon Bond. He'd done Cooperman.
Cooperman. He'd done See You, Jimmy.
He's a Scottish fellow with the ginger Scottish hair with the tartan hat on.
And a kilt. But Bella Emberg...
She's a good character, See You, Jimmy.
Oh, isn't it lovely?
What a good character.
Oh, you wouldn't be allowed to do that no
not more. Not now, no.
Political correctness gone. The awkward squad, that
is. The awkward squad would have come right in with a letter.
Oh, sorry.
Dear Mr. Abbott, what you're doing on Saturday night is incredibly racist. So why don't you sling your hook, mate?
Yeah, exactly. But what I loved about that was Bella Renberg. She used to do...
the roly-polies.
She'd done... No, yeah, for the roly-polies. That yeah. Bella Renberg off of the roly-poly.
Well, this is a conversation for the kids, isn't it, this, Barry?
There's something... I don't know whether it's my phone, but there's a funny noise
well, it's
in
not
my
mine,
headphone.
Well, my turned off.
Oh, dear listeners, we've got a bit of a technical problem.
Which is a shame, because we were in the middle of talking about Bella Renberg.
We were on a roly-poly there. No, but what she used to do, she used to play... the sexy secretary,
yeah,
Miss Funny Fanny. Do you remember? Now that!
She was a femme fatale.
She was a femme fatale, wasn't she?
She was about 23 stone.
Yeah.
Gorgeous.
Gorgeous.
And I think she was, I mean, she must have been pushing 60 even then.
I would have said, do you like the bigger lady?
Yeah, I like a bit of timber, Barry.
Yeah.
Well, something to grab hold of.
Yeah, you don't want to be like grabbing old xylophone sort of thing.
You don't want to be playing a tune on the ribs.
No, you don't want to be doing that.
Don't be doing that,
give me something to get hold of.
Give me a squirrel, putty.
A little nice, something that...
Something I could fill my windows out with.
That's it. Something that wobbles a bit.
Yeah, when you give it a shake, the whole thing moves.
If you go to a fun fair and you're on the Mexican hat or something,
oh, yeah.
Something that wobbles.
That's right.
Something that wobbles.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
Sitting there.
You can feel vibrations through it.
That's it. Anything. Anything that you're in fear that the gypsies have put it up only very quickly and it might all break. That's the kind of woman.
Yeah.
An element of danger.
That's the sort of ride I like to go on and all.
The Mexican hat was always my favourite.
Oh, the waltzes.
The waltzes. You wouldn't be allowed to do the Mexican hat, no. What?
No,
racist.
Gone crazy.
Lino's Cafe. The other day.
Oh,
I said about a Spanish omelette. Oh, you'd have thought I'd
you smash someone in the face. Yeah.
Oh, Spanish, not allowed to have that.
Oh, so what are they calling it now then? Mediterranean?
Oh, it's Mediterranean, non-specific.
You know, right, that pisses me off.
I said I'll have some French fries. Oh,
oh
no,
say
no, can't say that.
Do you remember, Barry?
Yeah.
You'll remember this, Barry.
See how it go.
Yeah. When the war was on.
Yeah, I remember. The Second World War already.
No. The Iraqi war.
Oh,
just
the
gone.
Iraqi?
Yeah, and the Americans. you know, wanted to go and bomb them and all that stuff. A little bit shirty.
Yes.
You know, I don't know what it was about. Oil. But, right, they tried to get a load of other people together to help bomb them, right?
That's it.
And everyone said, I'm not doing that.
I
don't want to do that.
I know where you're going with this.
Yeah, you do.
Is it freedom?
Yes, it is.
Yes.
Yeah, it is. But I was going to tell the whole story and then get to the end of that.
Ignore what I just said.
It's like last week, isn't it, with... you know, with the Paul McKenna story that I ruined.
Oh, that's right.
So you're
exactly.
Just getting me back there.
I am getting you back. So what you're going to say was they were all going to go to some high-level political debate here, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, they were all going to go and get together and bomb Iraq.
Yeah.
But the French, of course, three reverse gears in their tanks, right?
Yeah, that's
right. They didn't want to have nothing to do with it.
That's right. Right. One French tank available, one owner barely used, yes. Sunburnt armpits.
That's them.
Right.
The Americans, right, in America, they changed the name from French fries to freedom fries because they didn't want nothing to do with the French. And frankly, I totally back that.
You back the Americans?
I back that,
yeah.
You ever been to France?
I wouldn't go near it.
Yeah. Well, you are quite near it.
Well,
now.
I am now.
But,
yeah.
You know. Yeah.
I wouldn't go near it.
I
wouldn't go in it. Yeah. I wouldn't go over there and in it.
Would you spend your money in France, Barry? There's nothing about the French culture that you can get into.
I like a brandy at Christmas.
Yeah. Calvados.
A Calvados. a good French brandy like a Calvados or a Rioja.
Or a Martel. Or a Bailey's. Yeah, or a Martini. Or a glass of wine.
Or a beer.
Yeah.
A bitter, a lager.
Nice tap water.
A pale ale. A Diet Coke. A bazique.
Oh?
A bazique.
What's that, Turkish coffee?
It's a Turkish coffee, but I wouldn't touch nothing that's French.
Blinking French.
Bloody French, isn't it?
Are you really? I mean, I know I shouldn't say this, right, because it might be a bit dodgy, but...
controversial.
Yeah, but I hate them.
If there's any French listening...
Clear off.
Clear off on your bike with your hands on it.
Go and listen to something else.
Sasha Distel.
We don't want you here.
No. You're listening to some high-level debate on...
FUBAR Radio.
FUBAR Radio.
LBC.
Whoa.
FUBAR.
What's that?
Why haven't we got a...
jingle?
...of our own, you know?
Well, we haven't made one.
I mean, that's hopeless, isn't it? That's a... Yeah, I think we've had enough of that. That was a FUBAR.
It's like a police siren, isn't it?
Yeah, FUBAR. Yeah, don't like that.
Right, let's do one. It's Angelos and...
Barry, let me go back and see if I can get that to... No, that won't. I don't know how to do that.
Don't matter.
It's
Angelos
and Barry.
No
French.
No.
Up yours.
On FUBAR Radio.
On FUBAR Radio. It's English, so...
Totally English.
Up yours.
Delos.
This is Dance Conspiracy with something called Dub War. Sound shit already.
Oh, my God. This is 3 minutes of your life you won't get back. Crying out loud.
Oh, dear.
Oh, God.
Angelos is throwing some shades.
Yeah, big time. I turn it off, Barry, that's enough. Joey Deacon with some load of old bollocks he knocked up in his bedroom and sold to Sony for about 20 grand.
Oh, my God, it sounded like a piece of equipment that Margaret was attached to when she
dialysis.
Had her kidneys done.
Yeah, lots of pinging and noises.
Bloody
and
hell.
Beeps.
Now, we was
hospital
gonna,
machinery.
That's it. We was going to have a chat about all sorts of things, but some Muppet has phoned up and wants to talk to us. Hello.
Who is it?
Hello, who is it?
Hello.
What do you want?
Hello.
Wait a minute. What's your name?
My name's Matt.
Okay.
Matt.
That's up to you. And where are you from?
I'm ringing from Hertfordshire.
Oh, it's quite a long way out.
Yeah.
Near Watford.
Do you know Watford, Matt, at all? Or?
I know where it is.
Have you ever been there?
Don't really go there, no.
It's the jewel in
the crown.
Still speaking, Matt. It's the jewel in the crown, Matt, of Hertfordshire.
Yeah.
I'll check it out.
Can you beat that? Where are you? Where in Hertfordshire are you?
I'm in Hitchin.
Shit up.
Oh, my God. All right, well, we'll put up with you. What do you want?
Well, I've just been doing some gardening because it's quite a nice day.
Okay.
I'm putting up a fence panel.
Are you on benefits?
And I've managed... huh?
Are you on benefits?
No.
Okay, so you're supposed to be at work and you're having a day off?
I'm working at home.
What putting up a garden fence?
Oh, really?
What sort of firm employs you to put up your own fence?
Well, I just sometimes do some gardening, and so this is like, it's a busman's holiday.
So you're a gardener, and you're doing garden work in your own garden. Are you paying yourself?
I might treat myself later.
And when do you ride this bus, then, on holiday? This bus holiday you're having, when's that then?
Is it like Cliff Richard?
A little bit.
Okay.
What do you want?
Well, what is it? What do you want?
Blimey.
We've got other things to do.
Cut to the chase, mate.
I don't get on with my neighbour, and I've put this fence panel up, and I've managed to put a nail through the cat's head.
OK, let me write that down.
Oh, dear.
Neighbour.
Cat's head. I mean, this is pretty severe stuff, Matt, I've got to tell you, and I'm not sure legally where we stand with it.
I'll have a look in through there. Now, legally. Don't want to use any legalese but... You may be in a bit of shit.
In shit with that, yeah.
What happened exactly?
Talk us through that. How did you do that? How long is this blinking nail?
12 inches. In retrospect, I think it might have been too long.
Was the cat behind? It was the other side of the panel, was it, the cat?
I assume it was asleep. I mean, there is a chance it was already dead.
Right, okay.
Angelos Epithemiou, let's go see you. What are your immediate feelings about this situation?
What I would do, mate, I would take the nail out of the cat, okay? Have you done that? Have you done that?
I'm pulling it out now.
Okay, right. Then go into your garden with a spade, dig an hole, stick it in there, cover it up, right, and then just don't mention it.
I think what you're talking about there, Angelos Mappel, is the old 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, one,
it's
two, three.
The nail out.
Nail out.
Then the hole. Say nothing. So it's nothing. Nail, hole, nothing.
No. Just keep stum. Stum.
Keep stum.
Stum. Keep stum.
Keep stum.
They'll probably just forget about it anyway.
So it's the old 1, 2, 3, basically.
That is good. The only thing is, when I said cat, I actually meant wife.
This is
trickier. But what I think, what I would do is just the same thing.
But a bigger hole.
Yeah,
is she dead?
Slightly bigger
is
hole.
Is she dead or is a chance you could revive her?
I think she might have been dead already. I know
that's
the neighbour might have been trying to get rid of her. Exactly.
Angelos, have you come across this sort of thing before?
Yeah, loads of times.
You're putting up a fence, you hit a nail.
No, it's a common, like, if you ever listen to Gardener's World on Radio 4, you get this a lot.
Yeah.
And they'll give you slightly different advice to what I'm giving you, but I'm telling you, right, to take the nail out, dig the hole, stick her in the hole, and then just say nothing. And honestly, after a month or so, he'll just forget about it.
If you've heard Gardeners, well, they're often talking about pulling off the dead heads. I wouldn't do that. I'd keep that on.
Yeah, exactly.
And big hole, I would do it undercover at night, really.
Yeah, do it at night.
Tip her in.
Yeah.
And cover it over and... What, go on a holiday or...?
Go on holiday for about 2 weeks and...
Go on your busman's holiday.
And then by the time you get back, I think that should be fine.
All right, Matt.
Okay.
Okay.
That is brilliant.
Okay, mate. Okay. Well, look, you have a lovely, lovely evening, lovely day, whatever it is you're doing. I don't really give a shit.
Put in the garage before you're ready, and then night falls, tip her in a big hole,
cover it up and then clear off.
That is brilliant advice.
Alright, mate.
All right,
lovely to hear from you.
Are you going away on holiday at all this year, or...?
No, I'm not.
Probably now, yeah.
Oh, yeah, no, you will be now, you want to clear off to the Costa for a couple of weeks.
That's what I do.
I think that's probably best.
Okay,
lovely, lovely. So lovely to hear from you.
Lovely.
Okay, all right.
Okay, Matt. Bye-bye. God bless.
Bye-bye.
But has it not gone yet? Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Matt. So that's our first murderer on the show.
Yeah, well, I mean, if you've got any murder problems, give us a bell, or alternatively, send us an email.
Send us an email or a stamped address postcard.
Postcard to...
I don't know what we'd do with that.
Barry at foodbarradio.com, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, I don't go in for gardening all that much myself.
No.
What we've done with ours, it's a controversial...
What have you done?
we basically wiped out any greenery in our back garden. It's the whole thing has been concreted.
Oh, right.
Any plants or any of that, I find it saves on cutting the lawn.
Well, yeah. I mean, you don't want to be out at the back of the garden, like, bent over all the time, do you, Barry? Not with your back.
Not with my back.
No. So just rip it all up.
Rip it all
and
up.
And just stick a load of concrete down.
I mean, there's a lot of talk about all this conservation nonsense.
That's bollocks, isn't it?
What a lot of tree-hugging, trendy, lefty...
Swampy.
Swampy crap.
Yeah.
Get a load of tarmac.
Yeah.
Concrete it all, and I'll tell you something, you won't have to worry about it.
Yeah, I mean, you can paint it green.
Nothing to say. You call it, an Englishman's home is his castle.
Yeah, exactly.
And if you want a concrete on the back of that garden, that is entirely up to you.
Yeah.
Don't listen to all this
garden
absolute crap.
Rubbish. Do you know what I've done with my garden, Gary?
What just you do, basically, Gary? Yeah.
No, just do, like, just for, same as you, really. Just for sort of ease and just so I didn't have to manage it.
What did you do?
I sold it to Tesco's.
And they stuck that mini...
They stuck a Tesco Express in there.
Look, mate, if you want to pop out for
eggs.
Some eggs...
I just like, open the back door and I'm there.
Some Wessler's hot dog things.
Yeah, microwave hamburger.
The microwave hamburger
which
you
I
like.
Which I do like.
Cheese strings.
Yeah, Cadbury's cream egg times two.
Yoplait, Yakult.
That's it.
Any of those.
Any of the yoghurts.
Putifaloo.
Any of the European yoghurts.
Major European Bifidius.
Yeah, why not?
I don't know what that means, but it's one
it's
of them.
Something to do with the Acropolis.
There's an Acropolis
yogurt
out there. Any of that, and I dare say you get quite a few points, but build up the points.
Because I'm in there, like, because it's part of my house, essentially. Like, because, you know, it's built onto the back of my house. They give me, like, 30 points a month free anyway, because it's, that was the deal I'd done with them. I say sell it to them. I said, just give me 30 or 40 points a month. And to be honest with you, I'm happy with that.
Absolutely.
I'm happy with that.
Well, you know, to all you ecologists, weenie greenies out there.
Stuff it up your arse.
Stuff it up your arse. And this is another lot of old shit. Dub War.
Oh, my God.
Dance.
I'll tell you what, Matt. This is rubbish.
Dance conspiracy.
Is it? Well, the only conspiracy is here is who found this song and stuck it on the playlist.
Yeah.
Something's going on.
Yeah. Oh, look.
Oh, look.
I hate this sort of thing. Crack. Harmony.
On reflection, I quite like that one.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, I'm sure I started getting off before I
didn't like it that much. Right, the
turn it off.
It wasn't Dub War Dance Conspiracy. No. It was Sweet Harmony by Liquid.
Yeah, you see, if you'd have said that at the beginning, I wouldn't have gone off about it.
Oh, exactly. No, we thought that was quite nice.
Yeah, no, we've listened to it. We gave it a chance.
To be fair.
One and a half thumbs up.
One and a half thumbs up.
Which isn't bad.
No, not bad. Very
speaking of which, Barry.
We have
reviews
got
from last week for last week's show were out of this world.
I was out of the ballpark.
Out of this world.
New York Times, 5 stars.
Did you know City AM gave us 4 stars?
Oh, I did hear about that. I was
they were so complimentary about you.
Al Jazeera, 7 stars.
Seven stars. Oh. Out of 7. They have a strange star system
there.
I mean, why judge anything out of 7 stars?
I don't know.
No,
I mean, it must
peculiar,
be. It's a Middle Eastern thing.
Yeah, I think so. It's similar to their calendar, which is also slightly
that's
off.
That's right. I think that's 7 months.
Yeah, it's 7 months, and then they have a 4-day week.
Ours is not to question
No,
why.
No, I'm not saying anything. They can do what they like.
They can do what they like.
No, nothing.
They're not French, are they?
No, because I'm not getting on the wrong side of that.
No, I ain't an idiot.
Blimey. Cool, dear.
Thank you. One star. Thank you very much.
And just, if anyone from Al Jazeera is listening, you're welcome on this show anytime you like, and you can talk about whatever you want.
You like.
I don't care.
No. Watford Observer, 5 stars.
Yeah. Well, that's standard, though.
That's a standard. They do like us.
Yeah. It's nice that they keep reviewing us every week. And
they
all,
do, don't they?
Yeah, they don't stop.
They don't stop, but we're very, very popular, and we would like to thank each and every one of you for joining us individually on this special. What we have not done yet. We haven't sold the show.
We haven't set it up to let you know what it is, if you stick with us, what it is what you are going to be getting.
Today on the Angelos and Barry Show.
No, he's changed the names round.
Barry.
I'm happy with an Angelos Show.
Barry Show.
No, French.
Needs a bit of work there. We have got on the show Rob Deering, who is a top... Comedian, a top one.
And he's the one with the guitar, isn't he?
He done the guitar. He's a bit of a rent-a-gob. You know, any of those programmes, you know, like Top 50 Countdown.
He'd turn up on that, wouldn't he?
Oh, he'd turn up on anything.
He's got a mortgage to pay, Barry.
Who are these people who are so... They've got so many opinions about...
Who puts these lists together?
Who puts them together? Because I've never been asked what my favourite Channel 4 moment was.
Exactly.
Never.
Exactly, and I know all about Channel 4 moments, mate, and if you don't come to me, right, then who are you going to?
Who are
you turning to for this stuff?
Who are all these? Are they on a list? My favourite moment is when it fucking turns off every night.
Yeah.
The little white dot disappears.
Favourite moment.
moment.
About 1 o'clock in the morning every night when stops. We turn it off and go to bed.
Yeah, Channel 4 and the French.
Who else is he doing?
He plays a guitar.
He was made famous for playing the theme from the Vodafone.
Is that Rob?
Yeah, he played.
Is that him?
That's him, yeah. Maybe he'll bring his guitar in
He appeared in a special edition of The Weakest Link.
Did he? How did he get on?
He won the show and answered all his questions. A bit of a clever close.
Right.
He took part in the Laughing for a Change project in 2014, aimed at raising awareness of mental health, some worthy nonsense.
He's a do-gooder.
He's a rent-a-gob and a do-gooder.
He's a do-gooder.
He guests on shows including Banter 4. Banter
4.
Anything called Banter sounds rubbish.
What show is that on then?
It's probably a Radio 4 thing. At the Fringe at BBC Radio 4.
Oh, what, Edinburgh?
Yeah, something
like
that.
He does all that, does he?
But I'll tell you what.
Go on.
The Guardian called him ingenious and hilarious.
How will they know what they're
talking
about?
I'll be the judge of that.
Yeah, but they gave us 5 stars.
Yes,
so
quite
they,
right. He must
know,
be. But bona fide. Bona fide.
Seal of approval.
Seal of approvals. We've also got coming on.
Who else have we got coming on?
We've got Mark Baisley, who is currently in. Get this. He's in. As in Fatal Attraction in the West End of London.
Really?
And that's
Barry.
Got in Kristen Davis off of Sex the City, Natasha Macaroni in the play.
Yeah. Who else is in it?
A load of other idiots.
Who else is in it?
Oh, there's another fella
who
in it.
Who else is in it?
I can't say. There's another fella.
Who else is in it? Who else?
There's a friend of mine in it.
Is he?
He's called Alex. A fella called Alex in it.
He's
rubbish.
He's done very well in that show,
hasn't
he?
He's done very well.
He's done very well in a dodgy show.
In a dodgy show.
Now,
Mark, who's coming in later, we're not going to talk about the Alex and the Mark. TV work includes...
It's worth going to see, though, isn't
it? It's worth going to see.
The show.
He's been in The Queen. He's not literally been in The Queen.
No, because
that would
be illegal.
That would be terrible.
Yeah, he's had his head lopped off.
Let's not imagine that. The damn.
I think that's treason.
That really, to even imagine it is...
Treasonable offence. You'd be chucked in the tower.
I'd imagine you can be thrown in the tower to even think about kissing her nipples. I reckon that is treason.
There must be like a rule book, can't we?
I think there is. A Frenchie is out.
Is this on the internet?
I think so. There's a rule. I think the BBC published one.
Because otherwise, how would you know what you can and can't do?
You cannot touch her ass. That's an absolute no-no.
What, because you like sexual demonstration?
Because of what?
Because sexual immigration.
That's it, immigration.
Yeah.
You're not allowed to do that.
Because she's German, isn't she? What else you can't do, Baron? What else can't you do? Not allowed to.
You're not allowed to slap a bottom.
Well, you said that.
Did I say touch a bottom? Yeah. No nips.
Can't
no
fiddle with her
you
crown.
You can't, you know, there's very little, you can't go down on one knee unless it's to be knighted.
Oh.
You know, but she's, so let's make that clear.
Presumably you can pull her hair.
Oh, yes. Sure.
Just a bit of fun.
She's a public servant. She's here to represent us. If you want to pull her hair.
You can do.
And swing around like that internet sensation.
Yeah,
that
I know.
If you want to push her over, have a bundle, invite her for a game of Red Rover, British Bulldog, short rugby.
Get on a bouncy castle.
Get on a bouncy castle. You are entitled to. It's in the Magna Carta.
I mean, we pay our wages, don't we?
We pay our wages.
Surely we should get some comeback.
If you wanted to say, you know that cheese rolling thing they do in Somerset?
Yeah.
You wanted to push some cheese and then shove the Queen down. You're allowed to do that.
Because she represents us.
She's a public. Yeah.
You just ring her up and say, listen, I've got a job for you this weekend. I hope you don't mind. And then you just leave that hanging as if you say, you've got no choice.
You say, look.
We're off down to Gloucester and I'm going to roll you down the hill after a cheese.
You go, look, I'll be respectful. I'm not,
I will observe protocol.
We've been let down this weekend.
The last minute by my mate Kenny. He's been stuck inside again.
Exactly. Yeah. He was going to do a disco for my grandson's birthday. Mm. Could you bring some decks?
Yeah.
Spin some music.
Spin some tunes. Yeah.
I don't know. Spot prizes.
Yeah. We like all the tunes to be by the band Queen, just in keeping with
respectful.
Good Queen,
you know.
It? Yeah.
But being in the Queen is a no-no. You're not allowed to
be in her.
In her.
So what else has he done?
He done the Damned United. Remember that football thing? And he also done the Special Relationship, which.
Is it about the Queen?
I must be made up. I've never heard of that. The special
relationship.
I think.
Surely all relationships are special.
Oh,
what's special about that one?
I don't know. We'll ask him when he comes. What do you think to
What a claim to make.
He's been in the special
relationship. We've all been in a special relationship. He drives me out of the wall already. This bloke never even met
him. Let him.
Oh, God, I don't think I... Ban him.
I mean, he comes in claiming to have sexual intercourse with the Queen.
Disgusting.
Disgusting.
I want him banned before he even gets in the building. So we might not have him on.
So this geezer might not be on.
Hmm.
See me, but Rob Deering will be on.
I like
and
him. He's a Vodafone guitar noise.
What else are we going to do? We're going to do a film review.
I think we'll do the music review. We might do the theatre review.
We might, you know, we're very cultured.
Do the ballet review.
We might, I'll tell you what.
We can do that now, actually, the ballet review.
Oh, yeah.
I went to see Jason Bourne's Swan Lake. I got halfway through. It was a load of bollocks. I went and had a kebab.
And can I just say, I've never even seen any ballet.
It's rubbish.
That was the end of that
review. That's the ballet review.
I know. Gadgets.
Oh, right. You like a gadget.
Gadgets.
I got a gadget the other day.
What was it, Angelos?
Well, it's beautiful. State-of-the-art thing.
State-of-the-art.
That I got off a bloke in Brixton.
Oh, yeah. What was it?
Cheese made.
What, blimey, I've heard about. What does it do?
Well, it's this thing, right, that you put by the side of the bed. And
okey-dokes.
Then when you want to get up in the morning, let's say like 10, 11 o'clock in the morning.
Okay, yeah.
You set this timer thing. And then, like, when the alarm goes off, it makes a cup of tea. So you don't even have to get out of bed,
what
Barry.
What will they think of next?
Like Apple computers.
Oh, this world, it's
frightening,
alien technology.
The speed at which things are moving
nowadays,
is just becoming impossible to keep up.
It'll be coffee next. Yeah. You mark my words.
Yeah, no. I mean, when they go over to America and see how popular that is, they'll start bringing those coffee shops over here. You mark my words.
I tell you, say, we've got it. My Margaret got a thing the other time.
Yeah.
We were sat down and said,
a gadget.
Up you get, turn over the channel, Barry, to ITV, because you get ITV now. You know, it's not just the BBC. Yeah. I've got her. It's up and down, don't like it. Turn that over, Barry. Yeah. Come back. turn it home. You know, sort of.
Yeah.
So, as we don't have the lawn anymore, we do watch a lot of television.
Yeah, we can't go outside.
Can't go outside. And also with the rain, it floods because there's nothing to stop it. It's all concrete. Right, yeah. So I'm up and down.
Because you built it on a slope.
On a slope, you know. Sure, yeah. So she goes, well, try this. I said, what is that? She hands me. So,
is it a stick?
It's not a stick because that's what I had tried turning the television. It's called a remote control. You press a button, change the channel if you don't mind, if you please. Yeah, you change the channel.
I'm just letting that hang in the air for gravity.
Now, we've got all sorts of things now. You've got one you can press to do the hi-fi.
Oh,
you've got
God.
Another one for that. I picked up something. She said, don't, whatever you do, change the channel with that. I said, watch it, it's a Mars bar.
Oh, but with my squash your finger in it.
But, you know, it's...
I know, the pace of technology
the pace is
scary,
is getting faster and faster.
Digital watches.
Digital watches.
Calculators.
Soap on a rope. Whatever.
Yeah. Standing showers.
Now, what technology has given us is,
what?
Unfortunately...
Oh, no.
Yes, a surfeit of
rubbish music.
Music like
this load of old nonsense.
Oh, this thing.
Oh, that's quite nice. Oh, that's
it's
beautiful.
It's Nana Mouskouri.
Oh, finally.
Lovely. At last.
Absolutely.
Heaven.
Halt.
A haunting melody.
Oh, do you know I could listen to her forever, Barry? I could listen to her forever.
Nana Mouskouri, one of the great Greek singers, along with
Angela Epifemiou
and Demis Roussos, and that's it.
Jackie Onassis.
And
I would imagine she sang in the bath.
Yeah, and Odysseus, the god.
Yes. Yeah.
The Greek.
Yes.
Great God.
What's going on now?
Oh, we have got some treats coming up for you.
Okay, okay.
Our special guest has arrived.
Right.
He's limbering up.
There he is.
He's
got a Star Wars t-shirt on.
He looks like a lot of fun.
Very retro.
And in the meantime, someone else has phoned up. I don't know what they want exactly. Let's see who's on.
He's ringing up the station.
On line two. There's only one line.
Yeah.
In.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. He's laughing away.
Jolly, jolly fella.
Jolly, jolly giant.
What's your name?
What's your name?
It's Robert.
Hello, Robert.
How old are you?
Yeah.
I'm good. Just got a bit of a problem for you guys to help me out with.
Listen to what I'm saying, Robert. I said, how old are you?
Oh, sorry, I'm 23.
Okay. Child. All right, okay.
What do you want? Help doing up your laces? Yeah. What is it? Can't do your school tie?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, this is it.
Bird in the playground you fancy?
Yeah, what can we help you with, son?
Yeah. The best sweet is the curly whirly. So, that helps.
Go on, what is it, mate?
Basically... Where are you from? My brother's birthday at the weekend. I'm from Leeds.
Oh, I could tell, yeah.
Oh,
go on.
Oh, yeah. Go on, then.
We won't hold that against you.
Oh, it's nice, he can come again.
Jolly fella.
Rob, what was you saying about your brother's birthday? Get on with it, Rob.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, it's my brother's birthday at the weekend.
Yes.
How old was he?
But the missus wants me to go out with the lads.
What?
He wants me to go out with the lads.
Right.
But then my missus has booked a weekend away and I don't know what to do.
Right, okay, let's... A dilemma.
Just one sec.
First of all, can you come off that dual carriageway that you're standing on?
That's probably where he lives, Barry. You know what they're like up there?
What...
You boys are stopping from jumping.
Well, just hang on in there, Rob.
Hang on in there, Robert.
We'll get you all chuggy down off that bridge.
We've got a couple more hours to go here, then we'll phone someone up. Come and rescue you.
By tonight, we'll have someone there for you.
Yeah, don't worry, mate. Now, what was it again? You want to go out on your brother's birthday.
He wants him to go out on his brother's birthday, yes. But the wife has booked a weekend away.
Okay, let me just write that down.
Write that down, Barry. Rob, let's get some finer details from you. Where is the missus wanting you to go with her?
It's just literally to the coast, just to Scarborough.
The coast.
To Scarborough.
All right. So she booked a bed and breakfast, something like that?
Yeah, just something small, a nice little getaway.
Okay. So, and where do the lads want you to go?
What's that, sorry?
Where do the lads want you to go?
Oh, they want me to go on a night out in Manchester.
Blimey.
Right.
That's tough, isn't it?
This is a tough one. Tough. I've come across this sort of thing before.
Yeah. This crops up on Gardener's Question Time quite a lot.
What's going to happen in Manchester? What is it?
How does the evening break down? What's the schedule?
It's start at the Wetherspoons in town.
Right.
And see where we go from there.
Okay, that's a minus. We can only get better. Then what?
Then see where they go from there.
Is that it? Well, you're going to Wetherspoons in Manchester?
Is that your brother's stag do?
No, it's not his stag do. It's his birthday. But it's just where we're starting early on at 2 o'clock.
2 o'clock in the afternoon?
You're getting pissed in Wetherspoons?
And then what are you going to do after that?
Just go to some nightclubs, I don't know where yet.
Oh, look, Robert, you need to take a really good, long, hard look in the mirror, mate.
Yes.
If you think a Saturday afternoon is best spent getting drunk in a Wetherspoon from 2 o'clock onwards and then end up in a nightclub, I'd rather shoot myself in the face.
Do you know what, mate? I would forget doing that. I'd forget going to Scarborough. I'd just jump. Go on. Jump!
Honestly, this is what you call Hobson's choice. You are stuck between a rock and an hard place. They are both shit alternatives.
Yes, exactly. Right?
And the prospect of doing either of them things is awful. I think what you should do is have a go and see a life coach.
Yes.
And you need to change many, many things about your life.
You know what? You know, change comes from within, mate. You gotta change the inside outwards. What will happen going to Scarborough with your wife?
What would she want to do?
What would you do there?
Just walk around and go to little cafes and chill out.
Can't you get her to go to Wetherspoons in Scarborough and get pissed?
Exactly.
Walk
around and go to little cafes. I'd stay in, just send her out and get some chips. It sort of amounts to the same thing without the walking.
Yeah. Why don't you do that?
Well,
I might do that. That's a good call, actually.
Okay, so have we helped you?
I hope that's been some help.
We should have helped you.
You've broken down and both options made them sound shit.
We've deconstructed them, haven't we?
And it made them sound even shitter than I thought they were.
Yeah, no, you're in for a really shit weekend. Whichever option you go for.
Cheers, boys.
So, enjoy yourself.
Have a lovely time, whatever you choose to do. And happy birthday to your brother. How old is he?
He's
19. Oh, going out with a load of 19-year-olds to Wetherspoon.
If you want to do that, that's up to you.
Feel free to join us, boys.
There's a really good chance.
Oh, well, John.
You go
online. Pretend to go online. Okay. Now, we'll look up the...
Just going online now.
Going online. Oh, is there a... No, there's no coaches up there.
No coaches. There's no trains.
All the roads.
Look, there's a bomb gone off on the M6.
I'm so sorry.
There's no way we can do it, unfortunately.
We can't do it.
I'm sorry to hear that, boys. I know you're excited for it, so I'm sorry to hear that.
Well, we would do it, but we're expecting a road closure up near Leeds now, where some twat has thrown himself on the dual carriageway.
Yeah, so we can't make it, I'm afraid.
Oh, dear.
Wonderful. Okay. Good luck.
Bye-bye.
Right, bye-bye. Thank you.
Clear off.
What a waste of time. If you do have any issues you want to discuss, make them... proper
make
one.
Them something we can solve, because that was just impossible. That was like trying to solve Palestine and Israel, that one.
All day, that one.
Honestly.
All day long.
Honestly. I tell you something. You had to get the UN involved, really, to get a result there.
I tell you what it's made me so annoyed, I might go to...
Where?
Glugged by Scorn. Now, that sounds crap, doesn't it?
It sounds absolutely shocking.
Glugged by Scorn.
But Barry, here's Barry. Let's play the first few bars and see if our minds have changed.
Let's see.
Let's see.
Here we go, here we go.
Glugged. My God.
No, that's rubbish. Why don't we try...
That sounds like working in a metal factory.
Ragabomb by Skrillex or Skrillex by Ragabomb.
Oh, yeah, that should do it. Yeah. Oh, look.
Just some noise of a machine.
That's your building site.
Here we go, and...
Wallet! Oh. Keep that
Turn that off. This is
what
now...
Have we got any mud?
Yeah, have we got any mud?
Put mud on.
This is called Hooligan 69 by the Ragga Twins.
Oh, that's Prince, isn't it?
That's Prince.
I nicked that off Prince.
How is that legal?
Oh, actually, this is a song by me.
Yeah, that's right.
a song by me. No, this is my song.
Let's go back to that's Glad.
What's that one?
This is Ragabomb.
I'm not having this.
Let's go back to that. Dearly
beloved.
Sounds
on my head.
Right. Well,
let's have this one.
Hi. Who wrote that?
Beep, beep, bop, bop, beep, beep, bop, bop.
What is it? Who wrote it? A sign organiser?
Yeah,
I think some doctor
got that off one of his machines.
We're going to see if we can find... What do we want to listen to,
I have put in a request. I've put in so many requests. It's ridiculous, but they all get ignored.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
What did you have, musical youth you wanted
Pass the Duchy.
Pass the Duchy.
Can we pass the Duchy? Thank you.
I mean, some of them...
ELO.
ELO.
Show me ELO, please.
New music.
Yeah, something modern.
Rabbit. I mean, what have we had? We've had
Renee and Renato. Stan Ridgway. Camouflage. Thank you.
I like that.
That's a good song, isn't it? No, 19. Any of the war ones?
Yeah, no, 19. That one by Gareth Gates. We got that one.
It's a good joke, that, Barry. That's a joke playing on his stutter, isn't it?
Joey Deacon we had on.
We had him on earlier.
We've had...
making a load of old bollocks up in his bedroom.
We've had all sorts of rubbish on here, and something half decent will be...
Finally!
With us now.
Sorry, we've just had to give the producer a ticking off there.
At last, we've got a quality turn on the show.
Someone that can do something.
Someone that can actually do something. It's not
all our other guests have been pretty shit up to now.
Oh, dear. Who have we had on?
Oh, we've had on some rubbish.
Ron Pickering we had on.
Ken Dodd
was on.
Emberg.
Emberg Cheggers.
Ken Dodd died.
Oh, there actually. Did he?
No, Doddy. Hey!
See, do you see? We're in the presence of a master.
God, we'll put our socks up.
Hey,
put our socks
up. Here we go. Here we go. With some gold.
He's a comedian, a guitarist,
and
a writer.
As you can tell. Yeah.
He's the host and writer of three series of Out to Lunch on BBC Radio 2. 99 Things to Do Before You Die on Channel 5.
Yeah.
In 2007, he won The Weakest Link.
Yes.
What's she like in real life?
Thin.
Nicer.
Nicer.
But I didn't tell her I had Welsh relatives.
Oh, she don't like the Welsh.
Oh,
what's her problem?
Yeah, I don't know.
What is her problem? Does she know any of the answers? Because she likes to tick you off. You don't know the answers.
Yeah,
well, do you know them?
I don't know them.
No, but that's what I'll say to her. Do you know them?
No, I don't know them.
No, but I'd say to her, do you know them?
No, I don't know. I don't know them.
I'd say to her, do you know them?
No, I don't know them, Barry.
He also done Laughing for a Change to aimed raise awareness of mental health.
Good.
He done
Spring a charity thing,
2013. His latest solo show called The One.
I've got a new one now.
Oh.
What's it?
The
what's
two.
The two.
The number two. Come on.
He's here. He's Rob Deering, and we're delighted.
Good morning.
That was a good intro, wasn't it?
Yeah, I enjoyed that. I was hoping that would go on for a bit longer.
Oh, Rob, you are here. Normally, we have people who want to flog something. Let's get that out of the way. What do you want to flog?
Oh, well, I've got gigs.
Okay, where are they?
Gigs in Brighton, Cardiff.
Brighton?
Where in Brighton?
I'm in Brighton this weekend at The Comedian.
Oh, that's a good one, isn't
it? Oh, that's a proper one, isn't it?
You can tell how good he is from
that. He does that, and I know that we've done gigs at Ryslip Golf Club.
Yeah, which is not quite top notch.
That's where the bloke used to come on, do his own intro, walk off and come on again, wasn't it?
Yeah, and it was called the Comedy Bunker. I was very relieved when I got there and it was a golf course because I thought there was a Hitlery.
I see what you mean. But you are a genius with a guitar. It's not just the jokes, is it? You're kind of musical and all.
Yeah, yeah.
And Angelos likes the thing. What was that thing he'd done?
I do like that one you do with the guitar where you played a mobile phone tune. Yeah, I know what that one where you do the mobile phone tune. Will you play that for us?
That
one you do with a mobile phone tune.
Do we look into that?
Well, that's something, isn't it, Barry?
Might be the wrong
something. I'll look into that. Maybe it's not in what does that.
No, it's not. I got my guitar, get it out, for God's sake.
15 minutes to fill.
Yeah. Might not be him who does that tune.
See what else he's got.
Do slapstick as well.
Good on the radio.
If he was in here just now, you'd love that.
That was very funny. The timing is superb.
Oh, that's it.
Hold on a minute. What's that one?
Ding-a-dip. Ding-a-dip. Ding-a-dip.
Bob Marley.
Country and Western, isn't it?
No. If you know what this song is, please tweet in or ring us.
Yeah.
Unless we'll let you know and then don't bother.
Rob, what is that?
Don't tell me.
Don't tell him.
Rob, what is that?
Don't tell me.
Okay. Oh, is that what it's called?
It's called Don't Tell Me.
Don't tell me. Who's by that? Who's that by?
It's Madonna.
Madonna!
You know, he's tying us up in verbal knots, this fella.
It's like he's done this before.
Madonna had a song called Don't Tell Me.
Yeah. It's the one with the rodeo.
Yeah, yeah.
So it was all broken.
All the bales of hay. Good, isn't it?
He's been... That's not the Nokia phone signal, is it?
Did you do that one?
No, can't do it. Don't know.
You get close to doing it. Keep practicing that because you.
Well, it'd be nice if you'd practice before you come in to see us.
Maybe we can work that out while we're here. Just keep practicing that. Slightly off that. No, that's the wrong key.
Apparently, this man toured in the spring 2013 with a solo show, a one-man rock pop extravaganza.
Yeah,
not,
he didn't
not
have
playing
a countdown that. Theme in there.
No. It started well.
Yeah.
Rob,
you just got the wrong notes.
Yeah, that's it. The wrong notes. I'm no musical expert.
Just change where your fingers are going.
No, that's no good. That's worse.
Rob, when you do your gigs,
yeah.
What sort of music do you play? I mean, is it like a competition where people have to guess what you're playing?
No, well, when I do my gigs, I play Deering originals. When I do my game Beat This, I play like other people's songs. You
what
have to
happens
guess what
in Beat This?
Well, I play songs. I play mashups sometimes.
Go on.
You want a mashup?
Nirvana.
You can dance, you can jive,
be a rapper.
Happy in the time of life.
Ooh, we like that.
Watch that scene, digging a dancing queen.
Friday night and the lights are low. Looking out for a plate. It goes on. You see how that goes.
Oh, see, that's clever. Good. That yeah, is very clever.
That's in a game show, is it?
Yeah, one? I do this show called Beat This.
How does it work then?
Well, I got comedians on, and I play the... I'm the host, but also do all the guitar. And I've got normally got electric guitar and pedals and everything. And then they've got...
How much I spin away then.
So I'm not quite in control of my stool.
No, I've had that problem for a while. When you get to my...
Yeah, I don't know what my excuse is.
Go on. So what do the comedians have to do? Have to guess?
They brap in, because they've got congas, and they go brap in on the congas. And also because they brap, because I like going...
And then
they wrap in with the answers, and I do medleys, and you know, it's
very music based.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
It's a pop rock extravaganza.
I think we'd like to go so we could join in with that.
You should.
With our musical taste,
we know a thing or two about musical youth.
We've got musical youth, we've got all that. Here we go.
Musical youth.
Pass the Dutchie on the left hand side. Pass the Dutchie on the left hand side.
Postman Pat, and his black and white cat. Every morning, just as day is dawning, pass the Dutchie on the left hand side.
That's tremendous.
You
so
can't
clearly we qualified.
You cannot rehearse that kind of synergy.
It was like Miles Davis when it was like Strange Brew.
Let's do another little mashup between the start with something. See what we can come up with.
What do you want?
Something rock and poppy.
What about first I was afraid I was petrified? First I was afraid I was petrified.
Oh, shaking in my boots.
Dimming, I could never live without you by my side. But then I spent so many nights thinking how you did me wrong. And I grew strong. Where's this gonna go when I knew how to get along? And now you're back.
I don't know the words.
Without that look upon your face.
This is Spanish. The Spanish version.
Here I'm off to sunny Spain. Viva España. I'm taking the Costa Brava plane. Viva España. Oh, it works so beautifully.
You can do it with practically anything.
You can do it with anything. Postman Pat, and he's like my cat.
That does fit over it.
Oh, it's wonderful.
Yeah, no, always come back to poker.
How do we do it? Yeah. I think if you are musical minded.
Yeah, no,
like
if it's ingrained in there.
If it's ingrained in there, it's very easy.
How did you get started with all this then, Rob? How long you been doing this for?
Musical comedy.
Yes. Well, let's say comedy.
Start off with comedy.
About 15 years now.
Okay, and right, let's add music to that.
Music, 25 years.
Wow.
So you was doing music first.
So hold on a minute, Barry. I think we know what was going to happen. You wanted to be a rock star.
Oh, that's
Yeah.
Didn't work out.
I was in a rock band for a bit. I was in a really heavy rock band.
Which one?
Heavy, but very tidy. Called OCDC. OCDC.
Okay.
So had they done all the covers today? ACDC?
No, it was a joke.
So you were like the rock getting like, well, let's just, I want to play music, but I want to be on the stage, so the best way to do it is like comedy.
Yeah, exactly.
You say like what? This in Minchin.
And then I was a comedian without music, but then the music crept in.
Yeah, it will do, won't it?
It comes back when it's in your bones.
And how have you... this is the sort of thing they ask comedians. And how have you seen the scene change over the years?
That's a good one.
I've seen the bit around me stay very the same.
Really?
It's changed a lot for everyone
else. Well, you're doing Ryslip Golf Club Comedy Bunker. You must be doing something right.
Going to Brighton on Saturday.
I mean, they do... you can get chips. chips in a basket.
And they've got
there.
A meal deal. That's a night out, isn't it?
Yeah, they got the lot there. So I wouldn't knock it, mate. You're going up in the world. You shared the bill with me on one occasion.
That's right.
How long ago was that then?
A couple of years ago.
Is it? Okay.
Seems like yesterday.
Yeah, it seems like yesterday. No,
quick, but it goes quick.
But what about everyone's always saying, oh, the business is dying, there won't be no more comedy. Is that true?
No, I think clubs are on the up and up this year. I think people are going to gigs again.
If we were to, like you and me, were to do a gig or try and get a gig, what are the best clubs to do?
The Comedy Store, the Glee Clubs, the Stand.
You play all of these?
I've
tried doing them.
Which one? I've done
the Glee Club.
Oh, God. How'd it go?
Oh, Barry. I did Glee Club in Cardiff, Barry.
How was it?
I'm there in a couple of weeks.
They're nice, the Welsh audiences.
Oh, the club, don't get me wrong, it's good. But, you know.
Yeah, I know.
Do you know what I mean?
I done Jonglers in Bristol.
Yeah. Have you done that one?
I did that not long ago, yeah.
Okay, I'll tell you the worst gig in London, which I done. Jonglers in Croydon.
This is spirit, isn't it? This is a good conversation.
That was a frightening place to be.
Oh, my God. It was terrible. And
I think it's more the Croydon than the Jonglers that's the problem.
Yeah. For anyone, Maria, if you're listening, no problem with Jonglers as a
thing. I like thing. You should at Jonglers.
Jonglers.
You call it Jonglers. Yeah, you give it off the French. Yeah.
I don't know.
Bon.
I mean, everyone else calls Jonglers.
Jonglers.
You're like Jonglers.
But I done a gig there with Mickey Hutton, right?
Oh, Mickey Hutton.
And
is he from Hangar 44?
That's it. And I was just about to go on, and he said to me, nah, character acts don't work on this stage. Good luck. And I got on there, and
you're
it was
character act. What are you talking about?
No, cataracts. Don't have cataracts. You can't see the audience. But it was hellish.
Was it?
Oh, it was horrible.
God. Do you know? I mean, you must have some horror stories.
Oh, I bet you. Tell us some horror stories.
I mean, you must have died on your arse like
that. Not him. He's proper.
He's
showbiz.
I crashed and burned?
I got quite badly bitten on the arse.
By a dog?
No, by a woman.
It was
a little place in Soho, and I was in there. Was a bit, it was someone's party, it was all quite exciting.
Is this a gig or is this just like private thing?
It was a gig.
Okay.
It was supposed to be a gig. I did that thing you said, like the rice dip guy. I said, I'm going to go off and introduce myself.
That's it.
So I went off and got everyone cheering, and I was standing in the aisle, and this woman just bent over and she bit me hard. She drew blood through my jeans.
Oh my God. Really?
Yeah. Did you ask her why she's done that?
Oh, yes.
You didn't die in your arse, but you got bruised on it.
Yeah, that's right. I died through blood poisoning.
Oh, my God. And what did you say?
What did you do to her?
I said, I don't know why. She didn't respond. I mean, I go,
Then you had to go on stage with a bit of an arse.
The problem is, Corey would come out hoping to enjoy a good crack, and that's what happens, isn't it?
I wanted to go, and then go up in the sky like Tom, you know.
Tom and Jerry.
Yeah, exactly. But I didn't have the opportunity.
Why don't we sing a song about that?
Yeah, Rob. Come on.
Get the guitar. You kick off and we're joined.
And Rob was in Soho a couple of years ago, and he was waiting to go on stage, and he went out and did an introduction, then he came back off again, and then he was just about to go on again, and then something happened. A woman bent down and she bit him right on the arse.
It's a gift. It's a gift, isn't it, Angelus? Oh, so I said to her, go on now, go. Walk out the door.
Get on the stage.
Nobody bites me on the arse, well, you middle-aged whore. I've got up onto the stage, I was going to do me gags, and now I've got to compete with you dirty old slags. Go on now, go.
Get out of the door.
I was going to tell you a joke, or two or three, or maybe even more. And you bent down near me arse.
And you bit me on the arse, and now he's bleeding down me leg.
Go on now. It's wonderful. It's like being with Oscar Wilde.
It's like magic, yes.
Let's have another one. What about make up a spurious story about something that happened?
Oh, let me tell you about the time I was at the Glee Club.
Get ready, Rob. Get ready.
Well, I can start playing. Tell it over music.
Okay. So I was there in Cardiff.
Lovely.
And I was doing the Glee Club. And they wasn't ready for the likes of me.
Oh dear, I know where you're this is heading.
And then when I got out my rubber hammer and I hit myself on the head for about 5 minutes, this little Welsh fella from the back of the auditorium shouted at me.
Oh God, what did he shout, Angelus?
We don't get it!
Oh dear, oh dear.
I love that he said we. He was a spokesman.
He spoke for the whole group. And I said to him, yeah, this is a bit close to home for you, isn't it, mate? You get out of the house, get away from this sort of thing. He didn't understand.
I tell you what was a nightmare when I done, where was it? Norwich Jongleurs.
Jongleurs.
In Norwich. In the East Anglia region. The Flatlands. De Romani. And I went there. Play the guitar.
Oh, sorry, it's a different tune to the other one.
Another tune, please.
I stood on the stage. I thought I was all the rage. I pulled out of my case.
Oh, yeah.
My ventriloquist doll with a funny face. He's called Ronald.
Oh, my God. True story.
I started to do my act.
Oh, dear.
They thought I was pretty grand. I done Donald's voice, which goes.
It's Donald Duck, isn't it?
It's a version of Donald Duck. Ronald Duck.
He nicked it.
And as I put him back in his case, I was feeling fairly red faced. And then I heard it happen.
What happened, Ben?
A clapping started. A clapping started. I thought it was funny. I was an off chuffed.
Oh,
a man
great.
Looked up at me as if he was clapping, and then I realised he was doing it ironically. An ironic clap. I did not feel a twat. He started clapping, and everybody started clapping. He started ripping the tablecloth. You know they have those paper tablecloths in jonglers. It was an awful.
They were taking the piss out of you.
Yes, and taking the piss. Taking the piss. And I was nearly amiss. I started to bow. Yeah. I've got to get out now. And I tipped off the stage with me tail between me legs. Oi!
Barry went off to the sound of his own footsteps.
I really did. But you know, they start applauding. You think, oh, they like that. And oh no, the horror. No. It was
like Tony Blair at the WI.
Well, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. They're loving this.
It was a nightmare, and I'm not doing it no more because I won't put myself through.
Why should you?
They aren't ready for me.
Give them the time of day.
You know, so instead we've done
so
it.
So you
here.
See, Rob, our
pedigree.
Our problems stem from the fact that. People don't like us.
No. Now, what do you do about that?
You get bitten on the arse.
You do it for 25 years.
In a way, I think that woman liked me too much.
Yeah, I think so.
I think, in a way,
she had something on you, didn't she? I mean, like, her teeth.
Yeah, that's right.
In his buttocks.
And also, I've got not much back there. You know, I was a big fella at the time, but still.
Do you know what? You have lost weight.
Lost a lot of weight.
How did you do that?
It was a midlife crisis.
What, you couldn't get enough down your neck as you got older, is that it?
Yeah, that would
be a crisis, wouldn't it? Because I don't know what I'd do without my food.
Yeah, no, I did. I started eating less and drinking and stopped drinking lager.
Let me write that down.
Running.
Let me write that down.
It's complicated.
Eat less.
I call it the E-L... E-L.
The E-L-R diet. So you eat less.
S-D-L. What,
you don't drink?
No lager.
Stop drinking lager.
Stop drinking lager.
Stop drinking lager. That helps.
Goodness me, whatever next. And what's the other one? Do some exercise.
You run.
Yeah.
You run. So you can sum it up as healthy diet and exercise.
Oh, don't get too technical.
Yeah, I'm not a doctor.
They tell you that stuff doesn't work, but when you try it, it does. It does work.
Look, I'll tell you what we're going to do.
What?
We're going to go to a song. Mm. We're going to get...
Well, they call it a song. Honestly,
I don't know what it is. I'll press any button and any old crap can come
in. It'll buzzes and whistles and bells.
We're going to come back.
Do you want to hear one of my songs? Let me play one of my songs first. Be quick.
Yeah.
Oh, mate, we're going to do that later. We've got plenty of time, mate. Here we go.
Listen to it.
Album I did called The Angry Gardener. It's a good album.
Love it.
This is in keeping with the phoning we had earlier when we had some gardening issues.
Oh, did you?
So this is perfect.
You got one more little buzz to give us.
Who's had my secretaries?
Another one from the same album.
Listen, we're going to come back with plenty more fantastic Rob Deering stuff.
After this, lad.
After this crap.
Oh, I'm sorry.
God.
I'm sorry about
the general consensus is this is so awful that we're going to go.
We can't go on with this.
This is unbelievable. Let's try it. Let's try this. Oh, God. Yeah. Oh, how about this?
Oh, lovely.
This is a bit more like it.
There's music to my ears.
We'll be back in a minute.
That is
wonderful.
I can't sing.
I sound rather like Rob Deering.
He's in the studio with us. We're just slagging you off there, Rob.
That's a joke, Rob.
That's in the Four Weddings and a Funeral, isn't it? They sing that at the wedding, first wedding. And Four Weddings and a Funeral, 20 years ago this year.
Okay. Kurt Cobain died 20 years ago this year. Kurt Cobain. Four weddings and a funeral.
Four weddings
and a funeral. Kurt Cobain.
And a funeral. Hugh Grant went to a wedding with Marmalade Atkins, but they were late. It turned out he was the best man. Forgot the rings. Oh, what a stay.
Four weddings and a funeral. Four weddings and a funeral.
Sean McCallum. And Chancellor. Let's go through the old cast.
Chancellor. As the duck face.
Chris Stock Thomas.
That's the one I was trying to think of.
Simon Callow.
No, I said him already.
Did you say Grant?
I've said Grant.
What about the other fella?
What about the Scottish fella? Skinny
James Purfoy. Who's the one who's in the Vicar of Dibley's?
James Purford.
Purfleet.
What about that Scottish? John Hannah.
John Hannah.
Stop all the clocks. Stop the dog from eating the juicy bone.
Here you go. It's
gathered up the wood.
You see, I look at Rob and I wonder why I died on the arse at Jonglers.
Yeah.
Because you want a bit of quality on there.
Yeah, what you want, innit?
See, that Kristen Scott Thomas, she would say Jonglers. She's, you know, French.
I don't know why Hugh Grant didn't go out with her in the film and ended up with Duckface.
Yeah, that's right.
He didn't end up with Duckface.
I know the rules, mate. I'm just saying that, like, in the film, she loved him.
She's in love with him.
And he went, oh, no, I can't go out with you. I'm going out with this one.
Well, to be fair, he was mostly picking them up in his car, wasn't he? On Santa Monica Boulevard.
Yeah, to be fair. Yeah, no. That's fair enough. If you're listening, Hugh, I think we've been very fair to you.
I think we have this...
Until the sun comes up over Santa Monica Boulevard.
It's Sheryl Crow, isn't it?
Yeah.
Do you know
yeah.
anything else about crows? Any songs about crows?
Counting Crows. What was that song?
Take the black off a crow.
Oh.
Is
that
said
so? I'm obsessed with that. Don't Tell Me by Madonna. I don't know what I was thinking.
You saw that's Madonna, that one.
Yeah. It's Madonna. Yeah. Can we have Madonna on, please?
Yeah, can
like
we
a
have
virgin.
Madonna.
I made it through the wilderness.
Right.
I somehow I made it through.
You know,
didn't know how lost I was. I was in the zoo.
Oh, it's an animal one.
She, I think about her, she is proof that you can, let this be a warning to you, Rob, you can do too much exercise.
Mm-hmm.
Because she's got all them gizzards, she's got all them veins on her arms. When she plays air guitar like that, she actually gets some notes out of it. Because she's got, you know, it's all horrible, isn't it? It's all veiny.
She's off a cancer skating. Glasgow she about 1985.
She does, and she, with all that blonde hair, you know, love.
But a pair of slippers going down in the offer, you get four cans of tenants.
Exactly.
If you wanted a hand moving some furniture, though, you'd go straight to her. Nice. She's probably she got some heft there.
I bet she can shift a bit of heft.
Yeah. She can lift it.
Shift a three-piece suite on her own.
Had a chest freezer that we was trying to get rid of. It was out in the garage.
Did you give her a ring?
Well, we should have given her a ring. I got one of my neighbours, and he's had a little bit of cardiac problem, and I said in the end, leave it. If I'd had Madonna's phone number, get her in there. And I said, help yourself. We had a leg of lamb in there. Yeah,
she's not even going to have a hernia. You know, she's yogic. She'll do the stretching and everything, so she's not going to pull anything.
No.
At her age, I won't be stretching.
She's like a spring.
Yeah, coiled spring.
It'd blow off at her age, wouldn't she?
I think she's emotional. Well, I think if she picks something heavy,
we all blow off if we pick up something heavy. Is that not what you meant?
That's what I mean, probably.
Get under the filing
cabinet. Gets other people to do. She gets people to blow off for her, Madonna.
Yeah. She's emotionally unstable. Should we have another song now?
Yeah, okay. Can I do you one of mine?
Do one of yours.
Oh, this sounds like Coldplay.
Yesterday.
Well, it does, doesn't it?
Look at the stars, see how they shine for.
That's not one of mine.
Go on, let's see one of yours.
Consciously uncoupling.
Consciously uncoupling just sounds like taking it out.
It does
sound like that, yeah.
Well, that's probably what they do then.
It's like they let a row.
If that's all that happened, I wouldn't have told the world. You know, don't worry, we're taking it out.
Yeah, consciously uncoupled.
So he took it out and it was all yellow. That would be terrible, wouldn't it?
Well, if you unconsciously uncoupled, I mean, what's
you
happening?
Go, oh, sorry.
You say, oh, no, it's like it's pinged out.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, put it. Yeah.
Oh,
right,
dear.
I see one of your songs. Go play.
I can't do it now because it's just in the same key. It's just the same key as a Coldplay.
That's a musical term.
That plaster from your knee is floating next to me.
It's from the swimming pool.
I like that.
That's good, isn't it? That one. Have you got one about a Veruca Shock? You should have in that album.
Before you get in the foot bath.
Yeah.
Be ashamed to put it on. Strap on. Your Veruca sock, then you can do no wrong.
Oh,
don't pass it on. No one wants your Veruca today.
Don't pass it on.
That's the Veruca sock way.
Oh, mate, have you got one about the building of the Watford Civic swimming pool?
Oh, the full show, Barry.
They knocked down Watford Springs and they built this thing. It's got no, you know, viewers gallery like that. It's got nothing. It's a waste of taxpayers' money. Something like that would be nice.
Yeah, it's like the Gurnall Grove, same thing.
Yeah.
For a pair of hours.
Have you got a song about that?
Yeah, that was the big prog number at the end of the album, actually.
That's it, the Watford swimming baths. Civic baths.
Slightly discordant note there.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
It's a note of tension.
For ratepayers. Yeah.
Beef heart.
Yeah. Am I just singing or
is it? Watford Springs.
Oh, yeah.
What have they done to you?
Oh, yeah.
gonna sing? What have they done to you?
What have they done to you?
What have they done to you?
Watford Springs!
Watford Springs!
Watford Springs!
Watford Springs!
Watford Springs!
Watford Springs!
See what fiddling brings! What have they done to you?
That's what fiddling brings.
So I got chucked out.
I can't remember the rest of it.
Well, listen, mate, you know, that's a wonderful song.
Do you play any theme tunes?
Yeah, theme tunes.
I want the Vodafone one.
You were talking about...
Yeah.
You were right, it does do it. That's left a lovely warm glow, that is.
That'll do. That's enough. Stick it on. Turn it off. Done that. Put it on silent. We've done that now, Rob.
Thank you, Rob. And you don't do the countdown theme. We've
established that. Doodle a dip.
Yeah, no, you can't do that one. Hold on.
Top Gear.
No, that's.
Ski Sunday.
No.
You know what that is?
Yeah, I do know what that is.
Wicker's World.
Oh, hello. 15 to 1.
Oh, very good.
I'm very happy with that.
Why isn't 15 to 1 on at 12:45?
Because it's on at 5:30.
See what... 15 to 1. It's one of my first ever jokes. That was when it was on the first time I used to do that.
Well, that wasn't 25 years ago, was it?
No, 15 years ago.
Have you reintroduced it to your set now?
No. I tried it just then.
One of the old a couple of old classics, Animal Magic? Animal Magic is here.
I don't know what you're
talking
about.
Wait a minute, I'm not playing Animal Magic, I'm playing Wild Track.
Yes, I was going to say.
Oh, so Michaelis Strachan.
Wallop. Michaelis Strachan with a load of birds. Here comes Michaelis Strachan. She's let herself go.
She hasn't, you know.
Here comes her. Now she's lovely.
Now, do you know?
Do you know
that Michaela Strachan was in that diving show on ITV not long ago?
Oh, Splash.
Was she on The Hitman and Her?
Yeah, she was. She was in a swimsuit.
There's no end of celebrities queuing up to do that Splash show. Dr. Stephen Hawking is doing it.
They push him off the end.
They've got
who else is in
it? I'd enter that. How difficult can it be to throw yourself off a
jam of a board?
That lady from Essex done it.
Oh,
Towie, she done it.
Towie.
Anyone can do it.
Well, it's just falling, is it?
Of course it is.
Chesney Hawkes to do it. And you know what I'd say before he went off? I say,
take that.
No, I say, the hawk will fly.
Oh,
that's what I say. I've been asking Splash ever since he started to have him on, so I can say that. I can tweet in.
My wife's nickname is the hawk.
Oh, is she?
Why is that?
We'll push her off the board, and then you can say it.
The hawk will fly.
The hawk will fly.
Why was her nickname the hawk?
Maiden name Sparrowhawk.
Oh, well, that's just her name.
No, because you know she changed it to Deering. She's the hawk.
I like that.
She's known as the hawk. I'm not just saying.
No. I totally believe you.
Also, she likes to kill and eat small animals.
Oh, pick them up off the floor.
Yeah.
Rob, listen, we're going to go to another song, and when we come back,
can we have the Only Fools and Horses theme before?
Which one? Opening titles or end titles?
Oh, the end titles, please.
No money back, no guarantee.
Black or white, rich or poor, we all come prices our whore.
I think.
Long live Bookie Street. God, did you know that? It wasn't Nicholas Lyndhurst, just someone who sounded like him.
It was Ronnie Hazelhurst.
Well, it wasn't Ronnie Hazel.
No, it was John Sullivan what sang that.
Yeah, was it?
Yeah.
Sullivan was a genius.
Great at snooker as well.
Great at snooker. Yeah. Listen, we're going to go to another song in case there's some young people who want to hear some more shit music.
Okay.
We'll come back.
It's very unlikely.
We're going to finish with something fantastic from Rob. When we come back.
Big finish.
Yeah, it's doing that again. We're probably best go to a. Oh, hello.
Oh.
What's this?
Oh. Witch doctors. Oh, how nice.
We'll give it 5 minutes. Rob, we'll be back with Rob Deering in a second.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Don't leave us. What a strange record. A bit spooky, Rob, isn't it? Oh, God, he's gone scared. For ice cream.
I'll be honest, I popped out during that one to go down to the toilet and I got a bit lost. I went down a corridor and I turned a corner and there was these twins down the end of the corridor.
Oh, yeah, they're lovely. We keep them there till after the show, and Angelos.
I wish I'd known. That was terrifying.
They're lovely, them, aren't they? Now, they are a bit terrifying, but, you know, they're a bit lost for something to do.
Yeah, I just turned my tricycle around and just came back.
It's all that blood coming out of them doors.
Yeah, I tried to get the lift. There's some problem with the lift.
Rob Deering is with us here, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
Can you hear that car going?
Yeah, it's a bit serious,
isn't it?
It's coming in.
Rob is a musician, a writer, a comedian extraordinaire, and he does a show which involves playing lots of music.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's doing an Edinburgh show this year. What are you doing? Where are you? Have you got a book in yet?
I am at the Assembly Rooms this Edinburgh.
I've heard of it.
With my new show, Music Face.
Music Face. What can we expect from Music Face?
Oh, it's like my new album, you know. It's a bunch of new Deering songs.
Brilliant.
There's some hits, I've got to say.
You're going to be there for the whole of the festival.
Yeah, Assembly Rooms, I think it's 7:45, Music Face. And then the game show.
Tell me about the game show. That's going to be on in Edinburgh in the evening after your show.
Yeah, that's later on. It's a late show. It's all a bit loose. Wigs! It's a late show.
How do you find that? Do you get loads of comedians in there trying to be smarter than the other one?
No, the comedians all come and play and then the audience tends to... There's lots of shenanigans, but in a good way.
Oh,
it's quite barracky. There was a one time we did beat this, it was 2 years ago now, and there was a bunch of people on. Nick Helm was on, and someone in the audience was sick on the floor.
Oh, nice, yeah.
So that's a late show, isn't it? That's quite exciting when that happened.
I done a gig the other week in Essex, and
it's all gold, isn't it?
It was a tattoo and piercing convention because they're the only.
But
people
you have a tattoo in Edinburgh.
No, not that. A proper tattoo.
A proper tattoo.
And a man took off all his clothes as I come up on stage, and they were more interested in him running round, you know, the
They auditorium. Must have been piercing themselves.
Oh, it was written all over their face, literally.
This is superb stuff.
This is...
this is gold dust.
It's absolute gold dust.
Yeah, he's coming.
Oh, is it? We got our next guest in, is it? Lovely.
Can we concentrate on
I'm
that?
Sorry, Rob.
Superb.
I can go. I just go.
No, Rob, you stay. So you're going to do, you beat this, you're doing in the evening.
Yes, that's, I think it's 11:45. It's about half 11.
Edinburgh?
That's a Gilded Balloon in Edinburgh.
The Gilded Balloon. It's doing the
Thursday
assembly.
To Sunday.
It's doing the Assembly Rooms. It's doing the Gilded Balloon.
Are you one of these people who will go out there and do like 13 gigs a day?
I do quite a lot.
But you're knackered at the
and
end
he
of
does
it.
His juggling in the Royal Mail.
Yeah.
Do you end up
I sometimes take some flyers and dress in like First World War costume
and just
lie on the ground for ages.
Yeah. And you say it's like nothing you've ever seen before. Very powerful. Scotsman, one
very
star.
Powerful. That's
star.
Right.
3 stars, that's the worst, isn't it?
Oh, that's the worst. Luckily, we've never got 3 stars in this show.
What's wrong with 3 stars? What's wrong with 3 stars?
No. What did you get 3 stars?
What's wrong with it?
Never got 3 stars. Always 4s and 5s. Yeah.
Always 4s and 5s. Yeah.
No, nothing wrong with 3.
Real proud, this one.
Stars.
What's wrong with 3 stars? Yeah. When you do all them gigs and you go out to Edinburgh and you're doing all them gigs, do you ever get that ME?
Well, I don't know. Are you there this year?
Eh?
What?
I'm not there. I'm going up
then
there.
Then I won't get you, will I?
Okay.
Oh, I see.
I mean, honestly, it's like talking to Stan Baldwin.
I did a gig the other day. I was on after Bobby Davro.
What was he like? Any good?
Shot. Do you know what he was like?
Brilliant.
Bobby Davro.
Yeah.
He was really
Davro.
Was
he? Did
Davro-esque.
He do, ooh, Rita, I'm in the cabin.
He did, Is it a Penny Stark?
It's Norman Collier, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. It was,
they've all had a go at it, haven't they?
They've all had a go. We could repeat that.
Yeah,
This is Norman Collier,
what I love about Norman Collier is he did other stuff. When he finished doing the bit with the broken microphone, he'd do the bit with the car window.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
That's a real change of pace.
Yeah.
I like that. When the chicken, he'd do a chicken as well.
My mate was doing a gig with Norman Collier and Jimmy Cricket. I mean, this is like big time. And Norman sadly was on stage, and he sadly didn't really know what he was doing.
Oh dear.
And Jimmy Cricket was standing at the side of the stage going, "Norman, Norman, Norman, do the fish and chips. Norman, do the fish and chips." And he's looking across at him like blank. He says, "Do the fish and chips, Norman, do the fish and chips." And eventually he down the fish and chips.
and
the gig was saved.
And he didn't do the fish and chips and have egg on his face.
He down the fish and chips.
Poor old Mark Baisley's come in the other room. He's thinking, jeez, what have I let myself into? This is shit.
Yeah, no.
Did you want to finish with this?
We're going to finish with a song. Watch it's Rob Deering.
What's it going to be?
What can you get?
One of yours, mate.
Definitely. Oh, I like this.
Show yourself.
That's not one of mine.
Oh, what was that one? I like that. The Cardigans.
Morrissey's.
Morrissey.
Smith's.
Yeah, yes.
Yeah. They're on a good
times for a change.
See the look I've had. It's like Freddie Starr again.
Yeah.
That's not one of yours, is
no,
it?
No, sorry. One of mine. Okay, one of mine.
We had that one move.
Do you want one of my serious ones?
Yeah, go on then.
Yeah, yeah.
This one's about drinking. It makes you happy, but it makes you want to fight. It makes you think you're the only one that's right. It makes you think you're the best there is, for no good reason at all. Drinking!
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's been wonderful.
Wait.
Oh.
And so now I've started doing the serious songs, I've got to do the religion one as well.
Okay,
go on.
It makes you happy, but it makes you want to fight. It makes you think you're the only one that's right. It makes you think you're the best there is, for no good reason at all. Religion!
On a very political note. It's Rob Deering.
Yeah. Controversial.
It's absolutely wonderful. And Rob, thank you, and best of luck forever and ever.
Yeah, forever.
Bye-bye, Rob. Wouldn't you love me?
Bye-bye.
Stay with us.
Bye-bye.
This is called...
Who is it?
On a Ragga Tip.
Oh, get out of
here.
Yeah, that's the end of it, Barry.
That took us by surprise.
That ended abruptly, didn't it? They should have thought about that.
They had a proper ending.
Yeah, they could have let that go on for a bit longer.
Phase out. So
I think 24 seconds is the industry standard fade out time.
I would say so. It's something we've picked up since we've been doing this DJing, Lark.
Yeah, you know, on average, songs take about 24 seconds.
Yeah, I knew that.
Or should I just end abruptly?
Yeah, well, that one... We was talking.
And then it ended abruptly. Caught us. Like,
by
on the
surprise
op,
on the up.
That's what they do, though, these raggers.
Of course they do. This is from the Watford Observer.
Oh, yeah.
This is amazing, right? Basically, Radlett and Aldenham, which is just outside Watford.
Oh, yeah, I know it.
Have stopped doing their international, twin town thing with a town called La Tatal.
Oh, yeah.
In France.
Industrial heartland.
Because of a lack of interest. Now, what an insult.
At the very least, right, if you're going to stop twinning with someone, make something up. You know, like say, oh, sorry, the city what we was twinned with has been bombed and it no longer there. It's been totally blown away by the empire.
Yeah, that's
Don't
it.
Just go, no one gives a shit.
you know, oh, welcome to La Fotel. Yeah. We are responsible for some lovely open markets. Yeah. We have a wealth of culture. Don't care. We'd rather just stop doing it.
No one really cares. Because, like, no one's ever heard of you. Like, you if know. It was Paris, people might care, but because it's La Rochelle,
La Rochelle,
La Rochelle, no one cares.
No, they don't care sufficient. I'm insulted that people don't want to come to Watford to enjoy a variety of cheap drinking holes.
Yeah, like booze places. What's the name of that? They've got them off licenses up there, haven't they? Called booze.
Booze. They could enjoy beavers lap dancing in Market Street.
Yeah.
You can enjoy a market that sells a variety of bedspreads, Watford FC towels. Yeah. Lampshades.
Can someone please tell me what the point of twinning a blinking town with another town is, please?
I think.
Can someone find that out on the internet?
Could you find that out?
You
please?
Find that out on the internet.
What is the
bloody point of twinning a town with another town in France that no one's heard of and no one cares about
it?
For God's sake.
Out loud.
But don't put the for God's sake in Google because I don't know what that
No, just simply put in Twin Towns and that should give the
information. I mean, why do they do it, Barry?
I think it's to foster some sort of relationship with our European cousins.
Is it?
The sort of bonding that might have happened if the French had stuck with us with the bombing of Iraq, for example. You can send as many Lord Mayors back and forth across the channel.
Yeah, with a salmon.
This is us.
Where were you, mate? Where were you? We were chucking a load of bombs on Iraq. Where were you?
Oh, here is the mayor of La Fortelle with a lovely croissant hand-baked.
Yeah. Oh,
and in
nice.
Return, here's the mayoress of Watford with 20 Lambert and Butler.
Yeah.
You know, that's...
And a bottle of Cinzano. Get lost.
Go on, get lost. How about that? That's what we're famous for.
If you could be twinned with anyone, who would you be twinned with?
I would say St. Laurent. America. Somewhere in America. New York City. Big Apples.
Watford, twinned with New York City.
It's currently twinned with Beirut.
Oh, is
Watford,
it?
Watford, yeah, it's a similar sort of vibe there.
Bombed out old. Yeah.
You know, in the dust.
Because you know that I'm from Leesden.
I did know that. Yeah. Who are you twinned with?
Caracas. He's in Venezuela.
Really? Is there some sort of cultural exchange?
Yeah, I think it's something to do with beef.
Is that right?
Yeah, I think it's something to do with beef and drugs.
Drugs. And a lot of drugs you get over there in Leesden.
Poverty. And
gang warfare.
Just sort of general...
Drive-by shootings.
Yeah, and just general mucking about, you know.
Yeah, well, it's important to foster a relationship with the outside world, you see.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, lovely.
Yes.
Well, look, coming up in a minute, we've got the one and only Mark Baisley.
From
Fatal Attraction.
He was the one that was mucking about with the Queen, wasn't he?
The Queen? Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
He was in The Queen. Yeah. Not literally, it's a film.
We've been through that with hilarious results
earlier on. Yeah. So let's make that crystal clear. The actor Mark Baisley has not been in The Queen.
No.
That would be a hanging offence.
Yeah, treason.
He has simply been in a film called The Queen.
What was he doing in that film?
We'll find out when he comes in
shortly.
Now, before that,
looking
forward to that, we got something called Tricky Disco.
Oh, God.
No, let's not play that. This is one for you, mate. Yeah.
I said it for one.
No, let's not play that.
Get that off.
Let's play that. Here we are.
Hold on it. Yeah, finally. Something decent. Pass the Dutchie.
On the left-hand side. On the left-hand side.
On the left-hand side.
At last.
On the left-hand side. Pass the dashy.
Pass the dashy.
Do you know why you can't pass it on the right-hand side?
No, tell us.
I don't know.
Oh, what is it,
Dutchie? I thought it was a...
Dutchie is the voice of Mark Beasley, you can hear.
Mark, speak into the microphone.
Sorry,
Mark.
The microphone. Don't just yabber on at the paper.
Oh, dear, oh, dear. Ladies,
this is going to be difficult.
We've got in the studio...
Already, this is going to be tricky.
Mark Beasley, he is playing Dan Gallagher in the Theatre Royal Haymarket play.
How about that?
Fatal Attraction. And it's got Kristen Davis off of Sex and the City, Natasha McElhone from Californication, and The Truman Show, Butlins. And we've also got...
Who else is in it?
I don't know who else is in it. There's some other people in it. There's some other people in it. But we're not here to talk about them. We're here to talk about Mark Beasley's.
He's currently doodling on the front cover of the Metro.
I might have wanted that.
Oh, that's nice, isn't it? Thanks, mate.
I've drawn a bull's horn.
It's called Talking to the Microphone.
Oh, dear.
Where did you get hold of this clown?
Mark, please. That's it. Mark is it. Now, you will know him from a number of films and is a very handsome leading man.
Yeah, I must say. I've seen him on the telly and I thought he won all that.
Yeah, but
in now in the flesh... He's done something to himself, and I think he's dyed his hair.
He's dyed his hair. Mark, nice
he's had a facelift.
What are you doing?
All of those.
Thanks for joining, because you must be exhausted. You was on stage last
night. Twice.
Was it matinee yesterday?
It was a matinee day. Yeah, we had two lots in yesterday, and very lovely they were too. Yeah.
And what's it like performing a play where you're a dirty filthy dog.
Well, I mean, have you seen it, Barry?
Yes, quite right. Thanks for teeing that up. It's a play about a man who has an affair. You might remember the film with Carl Douglas and Kung Fu Fighting.
Winona
Ryder. And Mark plays a man who's very happily married to a lovely lady played by Kristen... Desmond Douglas off of...
The Ping Pong.
The Ping Pong Channel. Off of the Ping Pong Channel. And he has an affair with a very sexy lady played by Glenn Hoddle. And... played by Glenn Close.
This is a film you're talking about.
Sorry, I've got them confused.
Show.
And he basically has an affair, and it's
weird. Oh, isn't it? Just a one-night stand, I thought it was.
Does
it go on a bit?
It was technically his two nights.
Who knows?
Oh, he goes back for more.
He does. He goes back his second night.
For
a dirty dog.
Really filthy.
I know.
Do you get to do that on stage?
I couldn't possibly say.
We have to pay to see it.
Did you think it was Mucky Berry? What did you think?
I saw it the other night.
What did you think?
It was very blue.
Was it?
Very blue, was very mucky. Mucky language.
Was it?
Mucky.
Oh, I'm sorry about
kissing and cuddling.
Well, you should come to our matinee and we take all that out.
I'm not going to that.
It's a filter.
Is there any tit in it?
There's no live tit in it. It's reported. A messenger comes on and says, "My lord,
you've been here earlier.
There was some tit on earlier.
Tit hanging out.
Mark, let him speak. What is the most appalling thing about the show that your character has to do?
Well, I think the weirdest thing is that he does this one scene twice.
Oh, that's
he says the same words, does the same actions twice. But it's all part of the show. It's like a magic trick, really, because you think, why is he doing that?
Yeah.
And then as the show carries on, you see, then it's all revealed. I've never done that before. That's quite a strange thing to
have to do. So that was four times yesterday.
Four
twice.
Times. The same
blimey, it's a Groundhog Day.
We should put that on the stage. They love a bit of that, don't they?
That's right. And what's she like off of Sex and the City?
Kristen, she's tiny. I imagined her much taller for some reason.
She's like a frail.
She's
sparrow.
Not shy, I tell you.
Oh, really?
No, she's not shy, our Kristen.
In what way?
Well, you know, we have to get we're close because we're husband and wife, and she doesn't hold back.
Oh.
I can't go any further.
every night.
I couldn't say that. But I mean, I blush.
Oh, lovely.
Put it that way, yeah. But
will
they can't
go
see
downstairs?
That. Does she live downstairs?
No. Does she go downstairs?
I get a tickle, yeah.
God. Oh, isn't that lovely? It's almost worth taking the job.
Hold on a minute. I mean, I like her. She's nice. But yeah. What about the other one?
Which one? There's three or four of them.
Natasha Michelle.
Natasha McLaren. Steve McLaren's daughter.
Steve McLaren's daughter. She always banging on about football.
She's always going on about football.
FC 20.
Is she 20?
No. Oh. FC 20.
Oh, yeah, he did used to. No, she doesn't go on about football. She, she's always dressed in lovely floaty diaphanous things.
That's
when she
right.
Comes to the theatre,
and you
she,
have to,
I have to.
You're intimate with her.
Yeah, I have to get very intimate with her, which is such a pain, I have to say.
What
yeah,
a it lovely
is,
job.
It's really, a nice job. It's like you must be like, you struck the jackpot.
I feel like the luckiest man in the West End. You know,
two beautiful birds.
Beautiful
birds. Oh, it's like a dream I had.
Yeah. Are you a married man?
I am. Yeah.
What a shame.
Well, that was really complicated. When we come in here, I mean, that is a wonderful job. When we come in here, we've got a coffee. We've been given a coffee. Someone gave me a pen to use. That's basically the
perks.
That's
all we get, isn't it?
We get... If they laid on some ladies in some way...
Yeah, sure.
You know...
We actually got... Do stuff to
exactly that would be
doing,
saying, wouldn't it? Now, the audiences are enjoying the show, Mark, aren't they?
Seemingly so, Barry. Yeah,
when I was there,
cheering.
They were all cheering,
shouting,
and that sort
standing
of
up.
But that you also get booed a little bit.
I do get booed.
It's
very nice
pantomime.
Of you to point that out. It's like a pantomime. That's right. I think they live it, you see, because the character I play, he doesn't make the best decisions, and he is. Well, he's a philanderer.
He's flawed. I mean, he's like all of us.
He's like Odysseus.
Yeah.
I mean, something
I know.
Like,
just like
that's who I based it on.
I thought so.
Yeah.
I've never even seen it, but I thought he's going to base it on
Odysseus.
Or Zeus, or one of them.
Yeah.
One of that lot.
Poseidon.
The sea man.
So you can't tell us what happens in the end, can you? But in the film, of course, Glenn Close jumps up.
Can I ask a question, please?
Yes.
Having not seen it or been in it, like both of you, seen it and in it. People know the film, don't they?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they come along and they say, are they expecting certain things to happen? And when they do happen, are they like, oh, let's tick that off, that's happened. And I'm talking suspiciously about the boiling of the rabbit.
Well, the rabbit happens, we can say. I think that's safe.
Oh, there's things you can't say about.
Well, you see, I think if you call it Fatal Attraction, you have to, you know, you have to be... You'd be robbing people blind if you didn't give some of the things that happen in the show. But
Nookie.
There's Nookie and rabbits.
It's spring, isn't
two
it?
Two out of three. Yeah.
But the lead actress, she don't play the part like a mad Medusa.
No, she ain't got a perm or anything like that. She doesn't
power shoulders. No,
she's updated to now, as it were. So she's So she's
a modern lunatic.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. So that was a Fatal Attraction, which anyone can go to the Theatre Royal Haymarket, and please feel free to go and see it.
How much you get paid for doing something?
Oh, come on!
I get perks. Like, I get sandwiches from Pret.
Okay.
That sort of thing.
But you're all right for money, though. You're not like
I'm not short of a few bob.
Worry about these actors,
you do. He was very lucky because Angelos was on the turn. And what they give you, or £60, didn't they?
Yeah, in luncheon vouchers.
In luncheon vouchers, he'd done.
You do with that?
But you was very well looked after, weren't you?
Yeah.
You had some crisps at the party they let you take home.
Yeah, I took them
And a Scotch egg
and
you
and
had.
And they give me my bus fare.
Bus fare back.
She's all right, isn't it?
You know. Right.
It's worth doing, isn't it?
How the other half
lived. Yeah, exactly.
How the other half lived.
Exactly.
And you had some wine at the do.
Yeah, wine gums, but let's not go mad.
They call it the rat party.
And
what did you have? And they give you
biscuits.
They get yourself some custard creams, you sucker.
Heroin.
It's a different word than some heroin.
And then I went home.
And it's a different world.
Another world.
This you'll know this, Angelos, because this fella is done the films and that.
What is it?
It's not quite on your level, but he done another film about the Queen, another one, The Damned United. Is it all with Michael Sheen?
Seemingly so.
Oh,
yeah. Well, no.
It's nepotism.
The Bourne Ultimatum wasn't with Michael
Whatever
Sheen,
the word is.
Whatever that.
Did you do the Bourne Ultimatum?
I did, yeah, yeah.
Did you?
Yeah. But so Sheen wasn't in that. But yeah, he was. He was in The Queen, you see. And then he was... Yeah, because he played Clough. Of course he did in
Brian
Clough.
But
United.
What were you in the Bourne Ultimatum?
Well, I was... I was in. They said, yeah, we're going to give you this part. I said, oh, fantastic. I thought, action movie, Paul Greengrass.
Nice.
So I thought, oh, he's going to be guns. And he's lovely. I thought, oh, this is going to be one for the grandchildren. And then I said, what's the part, Paul? He said, you're going to play the editor of The Guardian.
Oh,
and I said,
yeah.
Oh, fantastic. Lovely. And he said,
Paddy Constantine.
So I had to play Paddy Constantine's boss, which I thought, well, lovely. At least I get to work with Paddy Constantine. And then we filmed his stuff, and then most of it was cut. So I'm only in it for about 20 seconds. But then that happens.
Bollocks.
But you know,
is there someone you can turn to about that? Like, you'll write a letter to complain.
No, not really. I could have complained to Matt Damon, but I mean, that'd have fallen on deaf ears.
He didn't give a shit, that one.
And what did you? What did you play in The Damn United?
I played Austin Mitchell, who used to run, and he did a very famous interview with Don Revie, who was the manager of the Leeds at the time, and Brian Clough, and it's where they both meet after Clough was sacked after 44 days of managing Leeds, and Revie and all the people who he loved at
it's
Leeds.
A battle, isn't
it? It was a battle on television. It's like a famous interview. There's lots of incredible sort of dialogue going on between them. It would never happen now. There's all people sat with beers and pipes all discussing the nature of the first division.
Yeah,
beautiful. It was really lovely, yeah. So I had a bit of Austin Mitchell, and it was an MP for Grimsby, I think. So
was he?
Yeah, he's still going as well. So I did a bit of him, yeah. So good I'm playing, name. Like, seemingly playing lots of people who are still
You could
alive.
Be voices.
You do an
accent. He does an accent in the Fatal Attraction one. He does an American.
Is he?
He does a lot, this fella.
Right, let's hear it.
That's not fair. Do you Frank Spencer?
What about you, Frank Bruno?
No, I can't do any of that. I can't do
Frank Bruno.
Angelos, do your Eubanks.
Oh, yeah, okay, here we go. Right, here we go. First and foremost, I'm a boxer. Boxing.
He's brilliant.
He can say boxing. You do your Nigel Benn.
Okay. Hold on. Good. Boxing. Boxing, I've done the boxing.
That's perfect, Barry.
Yes.
That's perfect.
Heavyweight.
Like a pair of, it's like going back to 95 again.
Yeah. They kept done a whoopsie on the carpet and that, you know.
So you've played Alistair Campbell.
Twice, yes.
Oh, he's a sod, isn't he?
He's a big lad.
Is he?
Oh,
have you met him?
I walked past him. He was running around Gospel Oak.
Oh, was he?
He's about 6'9".
6'9", he sounds like a monster.
He used to play basketball, I think, or something like that.
Did you speak to him?
We nodded. He nodded like that. And
did
I put
he
the
know?
Him. He's got like one of those nods.
You look a bit, you could pass as him a little
well,
bit.
Well, he has passed for him twice, and
that's what I mean.
Barry.
I see what you mean. I was thinking that because you were playing Austin Mitchell. Yeah. Andrew could pass as an Austin Metro.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
A similar.
Or
it's
a mechanic.
Or a mechanic.
For an Austin Metro.
Could you get Angelos a job in the movies?
Yes, well, what sort
can
of movies
you do,
would you like,
Angelos?
Do you want action or romance?
I want to do like stuff like Pretty Woman.
Yeah.
I want to do some art house stuff.
Yes. With subtitles.
Yeah, like that one we had David Lynch one where they go across to America on a lawnmower.
Oh, yeah.
I want to do that sort of thing.
Straight
really.
Story.
Yeah,
like
that sort of thing.
I think you just have to audition. I think that'd be fantastic.
How would you do that?
You write in, you say, you know, you're a big fan or something like that, and say you've got a radio station and that, you know,
on the internet.
People love you, and then I'm sure they'll go from there.
Yeah. Okay, thanks for your advice. How did you get into it?
How on earth did you get into it?
How did you manage to do it?
Well, good question.
Because if you can manage it, mate, there's a good chance I can get
anyone
there.
Anyone can. Mm. Well, that's it. That's a good question. I auditioned. Well, no.
Yeah.
He's making it up as he goes along.
He's floundering.
Well, I don't know whether
he's
I can.
Folding under questioning.
I used to work as a care worker before I was an actor.
Oh, dear. Sorry. Oh, God. Sorry, mate.
Really good of you.
Yeah, you gave it up for narcissism. Well done, mate. Yeah, nice one. Thanks for that.
Yeah, really good.
Oh, and how did you make the leap into showing off from something that was worthwhile?
Guilt.
Yeah. Guilt, really.
You
was no good as a care worker.
That's it.
And you didn't want to put them through it anymore.
Well, they said that they were going to sack me because they felt I didn't have an innate caring nature.
Oh, well, that's nice, isn't it?
The obvious thing, being active, you're just thinking about yourself.
Clearly.
Selfish. So what did you do? Did you just put your name down? Or
I learned
on
a speech.
On the housing list.
And then after I did that, I learned a speech and I went to three drama schools.
Which one?
I went to RADA in Gower Street.
Yeah, I was there for a while.
Were you?
I was your clean,
lovely
building. Clean hill, yeah.
What else? Where else did you go?
Central.
He's been there twice.
Have you?
Yeah, he's done it.
That's not as good.
It's not as good as the RADA one.
Not as good as the RADA. What other one?
Drama Centre.
Oh, that's a load of old shit. It's all method there.
Yes.
Yeah. Bullshit. I don't buy into that for a moment.
No,
that's where I went.
Just turn up.
Turn it on and clear off, mate. Yeah,
Is that what it is? Anyone that's any good at it will tell you that.
Yeah, exactly.
So you were there, was you? Drama Centre.
Yeah, so
you didn't go to the RADA.
I didn't go to the RADA.
No, that was your first mistake, mate.
Did you try to go to the RADA? Yeah.
And they wouldn't have you?
No, they did. They took me. But I said no. I wanted to go to the other one.
Oh God,
that was a blow.
You know, you would have worked a lot more.
What a mistake that was.
If you had gone to the
RADA.
Yeah.
They do. All the greats have been there. Yeah. Don Estelle.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah.
Pollard done it.
Pollard done it.
She done the RADA.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Jeffrey Holland off of IDI.
Yeah.
Lassie.
Yeah, yeah.
Kevin Keegan was there.
Bolam.
Bolam.
Yeah, that's right.
That one you said was crap at Doctor Who. James Bond.
Tom Baker.
Colin Baker. Colin
Baker.
Chet Baker, he done it. And, all the greats.
So what happened after that then? After the Drama Centre?
After they found out
that you couldn't do it?
Got work. I got hired, as they say. Yeah,
what was you in?
In what?
In what? In theatre. I started off in Glasgow at the Sits for about 3 years.
Did you do the Cherry Orchard?
No, I did something called The Soldiers. It was a play about soldiers.
Right, you've done that and you've done all the worthy stuff.
Yeah.
When did you start making some money?
Yeah.
Done EastEnders or...
No, I did... What did I do? Oh, yeah.
Something we may have heard
of.
My first job in the telly was Prime Suspect.
Oh, now you're talking.
Now you're talking.
Yeah, that was my first job. And that was...
How old were you when
you done that? I was
23. Oh, so you'd have played like a criminal.
No, I was a detective. But I looked older. Yeah. I had to sort of age up a bit.
And now you look younger.
Oh, how is that?
I don't know.
He's lost a bit of weight for the part.
It's all that shouting, I think, doing Fatal Attraction.
You must be knackered, mate.
Knackered, mate. Knackered.
Have you ever done anything on the telly that you're completely ashamed of?
That's a good question.
You know, and you go, when it comes out, you go, geez, why did I do that? You know?
You've done a lot of that thing with Olivia Lee.
What was that thing called? Yeah. Endurance or...
I don't know, mate.
Equation or something with a knee at the start. And I was on with... Remember James Harris, who become a woman?
The antique dealer
was on Woken.
With the curly hair and
the curly hair, and he become a woman. Remember him?
I was on with him.
And I'll tell you what, it was beneath me.
Yeah, was it?
Beneath me.
I'm so sorry that you agreed to do it for money.
Well, I got a little bit of money, and McGuinness was in it and all.
Well, that's worth doing, isn't it? Not Martin McGuinness.
Martin McGuinness come on, shot over some coffins with a rifle, and I thought, this is beneath
me.
Isn't
it?
What am I doing in this show, and how did it get commissioned?
Balaclava on.
It was Martin McGuinness in it. This
Jerry
James
Adams.
Harris. Jerry Adams was turning the cards over. He went, hire, Lord, hire.
He's had to use someone else's voice.
Yeah, using someone else's voice, you can hear it.
Frank Bruno's
was on it. he had to do, he was the Dolly D leader, Dolly's, who were so appealing. Come on, arms manufacturers, do your dealing. It was with McGuinness.
Shocking show.
It was, how that ever got commissioned, I don't know. Ian Paisley comes on at the end. And in an Ant and Dec style, they had to throw balls at something, and he got dunks in some gunge. It was a terrible, terrible
thing. Demeaning.
Demeaning. And I looked at one look at that, and I thought, I wish I hadn't been involved. You know? Done anything like that.
Have you done anything like that?
It was terrible, whatever it was. Now, listen, we're going to go to a song.
I want to know if he's done anything like that.
Well, let me get me coffee while he tells you that.
Okay.
I did a show once about, I was playing the editor of a lads mag.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah.
Was this on Sky?
And it no.
Usually the shit's on Sky, isn't it? All the shit stuff.
Yeah, what was it called?
I can't tell you. And it was...
editor of a lads mag.
Yeah, won't tell us what it is.
No, and it, but it... I was proud of it after it had come out, but at the time I thought, oh, this is dead dodgy, because it was all about...
Yeah.
The girl that played my daughter in it, she decided that she wanted to get a breast augmentation. And it was all about, and I was with all these young girls, and I thought, this just isn't right. I don't think this has got a funny feeling about it. I don't know where they're going to take this. And of course, I saw it, and it was awful.
Yeah.
It's worse.
You can't.
And he's not going to let us know what it was.
No, but we'll look it up. Yeah,
we'll look up on his IMDb.
Look up breast augmentation.
Yeah.
Dodgy show. Mark Beasley. Basley.
Okay.
And I also done Big Brother's Big Mouth once.
Oh, I done that.
With, and I was on with James Corden. And
how much
and
they pay you for that?
Not very much,
they
if I remember.
They paid me a grand.
No, they didn't.
They did, you know.
What did you have to do?
Like, to be on there and just... like
grand?
They talk about, like, all the Big Brother people on the
who's been on it? I've been on but it. I know what they talk about.
I was at a disadvantage.
What?
Because I hadn't seen it. I didn't know what I was talking about, or who they were, or nothing.
Did they still give you a grand?
Yeah, they did, yeah. Mugs.
Mugs. Absolute mugs. I was on with Corden and James Horn.
Oh, that's not bad.
And when I
Matt Horn.
He's a nice fella, isn't he?
Matt Horn.
Yeah, Matt Horn.
James
not
Corden.
Trevor Horn.
No.
Matt Horn. Matt Horn.
And, have you been on Big Brother, Matt?
No.
Okay.
Okay, no, sorry, yeah. So I was just do a crossword, Mark, while I'm
painted as Spider-Man.
Oh, that's nice.
I turned up in Elstree to do it, and I thought it was all glamour and that sort of thing. Oh, they film that in a light of what is basically a porter cabin, isn't it, don't they?
I know they do, Barry. I've it's done it. I've got paid a grand. How much they pay you?
Nothing. Very little.
You want to put a song on?
Yeah, let's put a song. When we come back, we're going to get more filthy gossip from Mark.
Out of the mouth is Mark
Beasley.
Push it.
Oh, hey!
9 to 5.
9 to 5. Nine to five, working nine to five, which is something as an actor.
You don't have to do.
You don't have to do anything.
No.
As far as I can tell, you muck about for a bit. Presumably you can sign on nowadays.
You can get loads of money for it, especially if you do an advert.
Oh, yeah.
Where they just bung it to you like in a wad.
You've done an advert, haven't you, Angelos? What have you done an advert for?
Jampax.
Yeah. What about you, Mark? You've done the ads.
Dow Egberts.
Oh, Egberts
of coffee. Quality. Yeah.
And Sega World.
What have you done? Nothing. But the thing is, for any young people who are listening, I think the time has come a little mucking about us to talk about how to become an actor. What's the do's and don'ts of becoming an actor? Obviously, don't is the first
one.
Don't
first
do it
thing.
At all.
But if you ignore that advice...
Ignore that. If you're silly enough to ignore that, Mark, please tell us what it's all about, because you gave up a perfectly good job to become an actor.
What was the question?
The question was, can you rewind it? I can't even remember what I said.
How do you do it?
Because a lot of people be going, oh, that sounds like a lot of
fun. I think a lot of people think that it's, people confuse it.
With working.
If you want to make a job out of it, you can't. It's like you see all these horrible kids that sort of the kings and queens in the Amdram, you know, and it's all about showing off. And it really, really, all it is at the end of the day is a job that if you work hard at, hopefully you get better at, and you people like you and they'll employ you. That's really all it is. And dressing up.
Putting wigs on.
All right. Now, let's change the angle because he's being cagey. What is your process?
I usually get a bag of frozen peas.
Oh, I like this already.
Oh, it sounds
and
like,
then what I'll do is I'll suck them for a bit.
Right.
And that's where I get the inspiration from.
Okay.
That usually that's because the shape of the mouth then starts coming if I'm, playing a character.
Oh, I like that.
And then normally I'll get the walk, so I'll buy some shoes from charity shops.
Yeah.
Usually
he does that.
Gives you a different gait, as you're walking. So you've got the peas, the gait, the shoes. And then slowly you start to morph into whoever it is,
The problem comes when you get on that Western stage and you're spitting peas out.
And you're walking like a cripple.
At least it's a character.
It is, but no one wants to pay upwards of 60 quid to see that.
You'd be very surprised.
I've been surprised by that.
Yeah.
I think that's a load of bunk.
I certainly won't be paying that money to go and see that.
You don't like peas, do you?
I can't stand peas. You're going to chuck on anything.
Broccoli.
A bit of broccoli will do it,
but then you can't spoon.
Spinach, you can't
spoon. You can get mixed bags, then, couldn't you, these days?
Oh, right, okay.
Sweetcorn, I find, is particularly
good process. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
And the thing about a play, when you do television, right?
Mm.
And they give you, like, the character, they say, he's this old, he's like this, and he's like that, blah, 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 right, and he's married to them, and you go, right, easy, off you go.
Mm-hmm.
In the play, you get the play, right, and you get nothing.
You get nothing.
You have got to go.
Yeah.
Well, who the bloody hell is he?
Yeah.
Takes ages, doesn't it, Mark?
Well, it does, but I mean, obviously, with this one, Michael Douglas had already done it.
But
I've not seen the film, so I've never seen it. So I thought, well, I've got nothing to go on. But I knew he was American, so you start off with a voice.
Right.
And like you
knew he was a twat.
And he was a massive twat, and I thought, so if he's. He's a massive twat. Yeah. He's American.
Right.
And he's a lawyer. So I thought, I'll have a different hairdo.
What have you done then?
Well,
what have you done to it?
I take this off. Yeah. And then I thought there has to be a perm in the show at some point. Because obviously now
people
Natasha's
paying their
not,
money.
Not, she's not having a perm. So all I did, I just borrowed the Mrs. Tongs. Right. And I just teased the front in a sort of slightly sort of Bill Haley way. And then the back I just smoothed down.
Oh, nice.
With product.
Very nice.
And it works very, very
nicely. If you were representing me as a lawyer looking like that, mate, I'd have had you shot at the building.
I know, like Elvin Stardust.
Yeah, but...
I wouldn't trust you.
And he comes on with a velvet glove with a big ring on it.
What a strange character choice you've made.
Yeah, well, but you see, that's it. But people, it gives people something to talk about. Otherwise, I think if we just all go on in sort of like brown tracksuits, it's not
Which
fun.
Is the other option.
Which is the other, in a white box.
I would have done that if I'd been designing it.
If you were in it, you'd have gone on
I'd have gone on in on as. Yeah. But what would you say to
if
any...
If you were in it.
If I was in it. If any young actors...
Yes.
They're doing GCSE drama wasting time at school like that.
Yeah.
And they want to become an actor. And frankly, the country's crying out for more actors on its knees in a world recession. What we need is more actors and people involved with driving them. How would you discourage them first? But secondly, what do they do? They think, I want to be an actor. What do I do? What's the first thing you do?
How would I encourage them?
If you had your arm twisted behind your back and you had to encourage them,
I'd show a picture of the two girls that I'm working with.
Oh, what a great answer.
You see?
Brilliant. What a great answer.
That's what you get with hard work. That's what I'd say.
Yeah,
look at that.
Yeah.
My face between
these two birds.
Do you know what? Last night, this is true. I went out with Matt Lucas.
Oh, right, name dropping. Clang.
And Clang. And he was a lot of fun. And the only downside is the amount of people who come up want their photo taken with him.
Well, he's a distinctive looking fella.
He's a distinctive looking fella.
All he needs to do is pop a wig on. He'd shave all that.
Exactly, save all that trouble. He's going round there going, doing that Vicky Pollard impression all the time. Mm. That's what happens, you know.
Well, mask eats your face, doesn't it?
And yeah.
These people that dress up, pretend to be crazy. Other people for ages, you know.
Absolutely.
You start to become them.
Okay. Boris Johnson would look like Matt Lucas if he shaved his head off.
Exactly right.
Don't you think? Bloody maybe right. It's the same bloke.
Exactly right.
That's right. Did you call me Alex just now?
Don't think so.
I thought you did. But don't matter. We'll edit that out later. It was.
Well, don't draw attention to it if I did.
Mark Baisley, it's been an...
Wonderful.
Wonderful.
Thanks for coming in.
Wonderful pleasure.
It. Thank you.
It's not far from Highgate, is it, here?
No, it's just down the road.
Edit that out.
In the where Volvo. You don't live. See how I shaved that one?
Reminder.
Did you get much of that? People coming up and saying, can I have a photo with you?
No, never.
Okay.
No. Mark, will you please remind us where the show is on?
Yeah, yeah.
It's on... where's that? What is it called? It's on the Haymarket.
The Theatre Royal
Haymarket.
Lovely.
Mondays to Saturdays, Thursday matinee, Saturday matinee.
Brilliant. Who else is in it?
Jane Howe from Howard's Way.
Is she?
Yeah.
Yeah. The lady from the Ping Pong Channel.
And I think there's a man in one of the supernumeraries. He was in Rise to Candleford.
Oh,
Rise to Candleford.
So all your bases.
Everything he's covered. Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's been an absolute pleasure.
It has been a pleasure.
He's your friend and mine. He's Mark Baisley. And if you want to come and see the show, please do, because he's ever so good. Oh, what's this?
Blah, blah, blah.
Blah. Stinks. Oh, dear. It stinks. Oh, my God.
Stinks to I ever know, don't
Do you know what?
What a lovely fella.
What a lovely fella he was.
What a lovely fella.
I tell you something, that song just then, that I would say that is probably pushing for the worst one we've played today.
And we're contributing to his payments.
Well, I'm going to have that stopped. I'm going to have that stopped. Can you make sure he don't get any money for that? What was it called?
I don't know.
Absolutely.
Bing bong, bing bong, bing bong, bong.
Oh, God, that was terrible.
Oh, I tell you what, Barry. I have been stuck on a bong all week getting stoned out of my face.
Yeah.
Right? And even then I wouldn't listen to that. Honestly.
Terrible.
Oh, dear.
Dear.
What are we going to do now?
Well, look, you know what? We've done all the guests, haven't we? We've done everything. We've done a phone call. We've had Mark Baisley, we've had Rob Deering in.
Oh, yeah.
And I think, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for our... film 2014. Time for film 2014. And tonight on Film 2014, what have you seen, Angelos, that you like?
This week I've seen a beautiful new release,
yes,
which is available in Amazon and everywhere.
Yeah.
It's called Revenge of the Nerds.
Revenge of the Nerds. Tell us about it.
Well, basically, the category in which this is placed is called American Frat Movie.
Okie dokie, I know. It's
American
like
Frat Movie.
It's high school kids.
Yeah, high school kids. And...
Unfortunately, he's got a frog in his throat.
Frog in his throat. I've got rid of him.
He's gone.
It's got quite a lot of tit in it.
That's
a bit of bush.
Bit of bush, bit of tit. That's a Barry and Angelos thumbs up. Is there...
any other questions?
Okie dokie. I am going for this week a new release of a film called... Braveheart.
Oh, that is. What's that like? I've heard about this film.
It's all about our friends from north of the border, Scotland, the Scotch people.
What do they do?
they get a gang of Scottish
football.
They get a gang of Scotch people, and they come down to Wembley, sit on a flipping crossbar,
get lagered up.
You know, they're
starting
like
a kick off,
and they start a kick off, and then it all kicks off. They lose anyway, and they all go home. So that's Braveheart Certificate U, all over London from Sunday, starring Bruce Wayne,
Ewan McGregor.
And
who else is in it?
Molly Weir off of Rent-A-Go. All your favourite Scotch actors, plus
Taggart.
Taggart's in it. McWitch. And some other Scottish
Begbie
off of the Train programme. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so
A lot of them.
But look, you know, enjoy your films by all means. And
enjoy your films. And if you see it, please feel free to tweet a review.
Yeah, tweet a review.
Or see if your thoughts are the same as our thoughts.
About them.
You know, about the films and that.
And have a super
cinema.
At a cinema.
Careful with the popcorn and all that, because that really is where they make their money.
That's how they make their money.
You know, and they charge you a little bit for the ticket, which is still a rip off, but then they really, really do you on the popcorn and all that. So it's just a joke. It's disgusting.
We went into the View Cinema in Watford a couple of weeks ago.
Right.
2 ounces of pick and mix and a small popcorn, drink, £423.60.
Yeah, I mean, this is what I'm talking about, Barry.
I mean, how much does it cost to make some popcorn?
I had one of them, like, slush puppies.
Oh, that's it.
You know, and a foot-long hot dog.
Yeah, how much?
They do a 2-foot-long hot dog there.
If you push them together.
No, yeah, exactly. You've got to glue them and sellotape them, right?
Yeah, right.
And I had one of them. And then I had a Magnum, you know, Magnum.
Yes. Was it the yellow one or the normal conventional?
One.
Oh, the yellow one.
That's a Magnum, a 2-foot-long hot dog.
Slush puppy.
And
popcorn.
Popcorn. I had a very large popcorn.
Yeah.
They gave it to me in the regulation cardboard box thing, right? And I chucked that back in their face. I handed them a bag. I said, sling it in there and fill it up to the top, mate.
And what do they want to charge you for that?
£730.
I paid it, though,
because when you're there at the till and they've got you under pressure, you know, and there's all these people behind you, you just panic and go, oh, let's just stick it on the card.
Oh, no, mate. You know they do them sweets.
Yeah.
Cola bottles. Yeah. Them snakes are made out of a jelly, you know, that sort of thing. A licorice thing they do with a pink balls on the top of it. Some of those.
Right.
About 3 sweets in all.
Yeah.
Put it in the thing. Yeah. He puts it on the weighing machine.
Right.
He says, I'll have £9,000 for that.
My God.
I said, what, £3,000 each for a sweet?
Yeah.
He says, if you don't want it,
take it back.
Well, of course, I had my grandson with me. I didn't want to spoil the day out. I bought him a coat.
Exactly.
Kind of £15,000.
I was in there the other day.
Yeah.
And I just thought, oh, I'm not even going to see a film. I just fancy a little bit of ice cream. Right?
Yeah, that's
so
it.
So I got myself one of them little
Baskin
pots.
Robbins.
No, one of them little pots with Ben and Jerry's.
Ben and Jerry's?
You know, the two hippies. And I sling that on the counter. And I say, I'll have one of them, please.
Yeah.
And do you know what they charge me?
How much?
My firstborn child.
You had to hand it
over? No, because I haven't had one.
God.
They said made me sign a contract.
I see. In blood.
When I have it, I've got to give it to the Odeon Cinema in Wimbledon.
Oh, my God, the worst thing. Do you remember last week I had some wine gums that I brought in?
Remember.
I went in, I picked those up from the Warner Brothers one in Leicester Square. I was just walking through. I thought, I'm some sweets.
Yeah,
on the way in here, sort of thing, you know. Popped in there, didn't go and see the film, didn't buy a ticket, didn't even want to see the film.
You wouldn't even be in there.
I wouldn't be in there normally. I went in there, I said, I'll have these wine gums, please. A conventional wine gum, a Maynard's wine gum, you know. Normally retain it at what, £2.50?
Yeah, let's say.
Anyway, what happens is they demanded one of my kidneys there and then over. over the counter.
Yeah, right.
And
they will do this.
They will do
this. This is what they will do, you see.
Well, look.
Did you have to get it out there and then?
Well, a man come there, he was ripping the tickets out, and what he sticks the tickets on a spike, he's stuck. I don't know if it was near me kidneys, but he demanded me kidneys.
Yeah.
Look, I've been told in my ear we're going to have to wrap up
now.
What
a shame.
It's a real shame. I've got to get to my dialysis now.
Yeah, I
anyway.
Know. I was going to say. Exactly.
That's
yeah, you're
all wired up there.
Yeah.
But we're going to say goodbye now.
Okay.
And, Angelos, you've got any special word for the listeners before we go? No.
No.
Well, in that case, we'll say goodbye. Until next week, we love and every one of you.
Except this.
This is
rubbish.
Awful to finish
it's
with.
Already, it's a load of old shit. I'm going to have a word with the government about this.
Oh, I know this one.
Yeah, it's, but it doesn't make any better.
It's someone called Tinny Temper. Tinny Temper.
I could do this.
Bye-bye, everyone.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Night-night. Night-night.
Cha-cha.
Cha-cha.
See you next time. Get a glass out, and we can do this until we pass out.